picks it up and wins it for St. Pius. 25-10 in the second set. And St. Pius sweeps North County. The Lancers back in the state brackets for the fifth straight season.
3, 2, 1, go!
Monk against the four-man front with the ball on the left hash, takes the snap, steps up, flush from the pocket, running left, now got a room up the middle, 15-10 to the five, to the house, he runs over a defender who can't get up, and Missouri's got the lead.
Here's the pitch. Off speed, swung on, lifted high in the air, left fielder going back, looking up, it's off the pole and a home run. A two-run jack by Minersagan to walk off the West County Bulldogs to the state quarterfinal. Three for Aaron Booth, doesn't go. Rebound Mineral Area College, and now it's just a waiting game. 5 seconds left, Janika Mason holds the ball, and your Mineral Area College Cardinals are Region 16 tournament champions.
Time now for a presentation of Regional Radio Sports.
Well, it is that time of year again. Time for the Region 16 basketball tournament from Joplin, Missouri. Good afternoon. I'm Glenn Johnson. I'll have the call as the Mineral Area College Lady Cardinals play in the semifinal round against the Crowder Rough Riders, a team they've swept in the regular season. That's our first game of the day today, and then we'll come back tonight for the Mineral Area Men as they take on State Fair in the men's semifinal. That highlight you heard at the end of the little intro there is from last year's Region 16 championships, where Mineral Area upset number one seed State Fair and won their first ever Region 16 championship. Lady Cardinals are trying to go back-to-back this year, but they'll have to win two games in Joplin to do so, one against Crowder, and then the other one would be in the championship against the winner of Moberly and State Fair. Moberly and State Fair are playing next on the women's side coming up here at 3 o'clock from Ozark Christian College in Joplin, home of the Ambassadors. We talked to head coach Gary Cuck moments ago, so when we come back in 30 seconds, you're going to hear that interview. Lady Cardinals coming in at 22-5, Crowder 17-14. Gary Cuck talks to us next in 30 seconds on Kickin' Country, J98 The Boot.
At Farmington Dental Care, we're committed to serving your dental needs. Hello, I'm Dr. James Shaner, owner of Farmington Dental Care. We provide first-class care in a friendly, relaxing environment and offer a wide range of general, cosmetic, restorative, and comfort dentistry, including clear braces and crowns made in one appointment. Our office is located right behind Burger King on West Pine Street in Farmington. To make an appointment, call 573-218-0383 or visit www.farmingtondentalcare.com.
From Ozark Christian College in Joplin, Missouri, the site of the Region 16 basketball tournament again this year. And the Mac Lady Cardinals have the first game out of the chute today in the semifinal round against the Crowder Rough Riders. Gary Cuck is with us now. Coach, it's a team you swept in the regular season, but they have played you tough a couple of times, and I know you have so much respect for their team and their coaching staff.
Yeah, I think Tina Robbins is year in and year out top coach in the conference and region, and she always has good players that are very disciplined and do the little things to win.
You were just telling me before we started this interview that this is about the process right now. You've had a great season. You want to keep it going, but you want the Lady Cardinals here to kind of enjoy the ride right now and just execute what you've been preaching all year long.
Exactly. We had a meeting the other day, and that's what I presented in the meeting, that, hey, look, we could go 3-0 and be in a national tournament. And to me, win or lose, it is about the process and how we have built our defense and built our offense and transition game and spacing and whatnot. And let's have a good time. You know, I'm happy to be here. I really am. This is a thrill for me.
One thing about your team this year that's a little bit unique is that it seems like you'll have one really great quarter in a game and you'll have one kind of really bad quarter in a game, as evidenced by the State Fair game on Saturday. But when you look at Crowder, in the second quarter of games this year, you've outscored them 36-11. You had one game against them where they only scored 2 points in the second quarter. But in the fourth quarter, they've outscored you 42-31. So closing games out has been a little bit of an issue for you, but you are getting off to better starts here lately.
Well, I don't know which one we'll bring today. I hope it's four quarters and we get over the hump on all that stuff. it's got to be mentality. It's got to be mental lapses or relaxation or something. I suppose if I knew that, I would probably be at UCLA or someplace.
Well, we would miss you, that's for sure. One constant for your team this year has been defense. You're holding opponents to 58 points per game this year, and that's been something that you've been happy about all season long. And anytime you can hold a Crowder team that is a very good offensive team to 2 points in a single quarter, you've done your job. Why has your team been able to answer the bell so well this year defensively?
Well, Glenn, we spend a lot of time on it, and we spend quality time, and we make it quality time. It's kind of one of those things. If we don't do it right, we're gonna find out how to do it right and do it right, and hopefully we can keep that going. You know, hopefully we can come out here and put our pack defense together and have a good four quarters.
You're going to have your hands full today with a good offensive team again. Kadesha Cooper is the second-best scorer in the region behind Janika Mason, and she had a field day against you last game. She scored 27 points. Luckily, it was a game in which you were out in front all the way, and she got a lot of her points late, but she's a dynamic player that can take over a contest.
Yeah, you know, we had the conference and region voting this past week, and I put her up as one of the top three. You know, you can't vote for your own. And I put her up as number one in my vote. And I think she's terrific. You know, she's just and she's somebody you got to plan for. You can't just say, okay, here's how they run their offense and forget about it, her. You cannot, you know, you got to plan for her and take some time to do it. So, you know, we'll see how it goes today.
Different coaches respond to this question in different ways, but, you know, you haven't played since Saturday. They just played on Tuesday and got a win over Jefferson College because they had to play that first-round game. You were fortunate to get the bye, but how do you think that affects this contest, the fact that they've played? Maybe you're a little bit more rusty, and will that matter?
Well, you know, I do like to play, in fact, all the way through. I don't like the time off, but I think the time off this time might have helped us. We had a couple with colds and really run down and some injuries that have been with them for some time, and I think we're healed up pretty good, and the sniffles are almost all gone, and hopefully it'll help us. But I like to play, and I don't, you know, people get all shook up about all these seedings and all this stuff. You got to play. It's nice to have this number one deal and all that. I'm the kind of guy that likes to go under the radar and not be known. So, yeah. You know, when we make our plans, you know, they might overlook us. So.
That worked out for you last year as the two seed.
it did. I thought we played an awfully good game, though.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the State Fair game this past Saturday, when you had a 32-point lead, it was trimmed down to 6. State Fair started pressing and trapping at the end of the game, and it caused havoc there in that fourth quarter. I would imagine every other Region 16 coach saw that, and they may have had that in the back of their minds already, but are you worried that there's a blueprint out right now as you start the tournament?
Well, I don't think so. I'm not. I understand what you're saying. But it happened to us up at Iowa Western, the fifth game of the season, and same results. We just throwing the ball all over. Kinsey was frustrated and whatnot, and Haley. But we went back and we worked and worked and worked on it, and then someone, I can't remember, the next game or the following game came out and tried the same thing, and we just blew by it. And we'll be okay with it, you know. It was a mental lapse. It was that relaxation that I was telling you about earlier. I don't think it'll happen again. And I openly say, hey, bring it, you know.
Last thing for you, keys for your success today.
Well, as always, our defense is our key. And, you know, some people say shoot the ball and score. We got to score, you know. But our defense and be patient with our offense. don't rush through things. And let the chips fall where they may. You know, it's really simple. I think we try to complicate all this stuff and make a big deal out of this and that and so forth. And that's why I love this team so much. You know, hey, play, just play, go out and you know what to do. Now do it. You know, so.
Good luck today.
I appreciate it.
And happy birthday yesterday.
Thank you very much.
Gary Cook just turned 70 years old yesterday, but he doesn't look it. He's going to hopefully get his Lady Cardinals to the Region 16 championship. We're back with more after this on J98.
Pub's Pub, where the good times roll. Pub's Pub, where the cold air flows. At Pub's Pub, you're going to love. Pub's Pub.
Hi, this is Brandon at Pub's Pub in Bon Terre. Bring the family for delicious steaks, seafood, pasta, chicken, or just a great burger. I guarantee you'll love the food, the prices, and service at Hub's Pub in Bon Terre. Not to mention the smoke-free dining we offer. Bring the family out tonight to Hub's Pub and Grill in Bon Terre.
Missouri Highlands Healthcare. Healthcare you can feel good about. Hi, I'm Samantha Hill with Missouri Highlands. Our clinics are committed to meeting the primary and preventative care needs of the residents of Carter, Reynolds, Shannon, Iron, Ripley, Butler, and Wayne counties. At Missouri Highlands, we serve patients regardless of insurance status, and with our sliding fee scale, your costs are based solely upon your ability to pay. High-quality, affordable health care is available, and it's right here at Missouri Highlands. Visit mohi.org for a clinic near you.
And it's just about time for the Crown Collision Center opening tip-off here on J98, the Boot. Crown Collision Center at Crown Motors, where customers bring their friends. Highway 67 north of Farmington. Before we get to that, though, it's the introduction of the starting lineups. Mineral Area is the home team on the scoreboard as the top seed overall. And the Lady Cardinals are wearing the white uniforms. Gray at the bottom that fades to white in the middle, then turns back to gray at the top at the shoulders. Red letters and red numbers on the fronts and backs of the jersey. Crowder Rough Riders, they're the four seed in this tournament. And again, they had to win a quarterfinal game over Jefferson College, and they were able to do that without much problem on Tuesday night, and that was in Neosho. Crowder is playing right here in their backyard in Joplin, not a very far trip for them at all. But blue uniforms for Crowder, black numbers and white trim, black letters as well. Let's get you these starting lineups. It'll be Mineral Area attacking right to left as you look on from opposite the scorer's table. They've got us up in the press section at Ozark Christian College, high atop the gym. Great view up here. So Mineral Area right to left, Crowder from left to right. Bailey Tanner for the Crowder Rough Riders wears number 10. She's a freshman forward, 5'9", out of Jay, Oklahoma. And Bailey Tanner, pretty good player for them, 14.4 points per game. She scored 11-4 in the two games against Mineral Area this year. Felita Valerio, number 12, is a sophomore guard, 5'8", out of Sao Paulo, Brazil. And Felita's number, 7.2 points per game. Amanda Rowden, number 20, sophomore guard, 5'8", out of Stratford, Missouri. Amanda did not play in the previous meeting between these two, but she's back in the lineup now. She scored 12 points in the first matchup. 7.9 point per game score. Alyssa Rowden, number 21, that is Amanda's sister, a year younger, a freshman guard, also out of Stratford, Missouri. She's a little smaller. She goes 5'4", but Alyssa is a pretty good ball player as well at 4.5 assists per contest and 6 points per game. And then Kadesha Cooper is their superstar, number 32, a freshman forward, 5'10", out of Prattsville, Arkansas, put up 27 in the last game against Mineral Area. She's averaging 16.8 points and 5.1 rebounds per game. She's the 45th best three-point shooter in the nation at 39%. Those are your Crowder Rough Riders. Now time for the Mineral Area College Lady Cardinals. It's the same starters as normal. Josie Long, she is a 5'9 sophomore out of Marble Hill. Haley Winter, number 5, point guard, 5'6 freshman out of Western Australia. Mackenzie Jones, a point guard, the leader in assists, a 5'5 freshman out of Park Hill Central. Courtney Keekak from North County High School, number 20, a forward, 5'10 freshman out of Bon Terre. And Janika Mason, number 23, center, 6-foot sophomore, now averaging a double-double on the season at 19 points and 10 rebounds per game. She's out of Covington, Tennessee, and she'll be at Tennessee Martin next year. Those are your starting lineups here on J98 The Boot, KTJJ, Farmington, Festus, Crystal City, St. Genevieve, Park Hills, Region 16 Tournament Semifinal just about to get underway. This is the first game of the week from Joplin here today. They've got Division II going tomorrow. Today is Division I, and then the Division I and II championships will be on Saturday. It's Keekak versus Cooper at center court from the Crown Collision Center opening tip-off, and Mineral Area wins the tip. The Lady Cardinals start with the basketball. Josie Long has it right wing, throws it up top. Janika Mason, left baseline, Courtney Keekak trying to back down Kadesha Cooper, pumps and then puts it up and in, but she traveled, took too many steps after that pump fake. Turnover number one for the MAC Lady Cardinals. It's back over to Crowder. Crowder 17-14, 4-6 is what they finished in the region. 5-6 if you count their tournament win over Jefferson College. On neutral floors this year, Crowder is 3-1. Mineral Area is 0-2 on neutral floors, but they've played some very tough teams up in Iowa. Down in the low post, they go to Bailey Tanner. Up and under, she goes right around Janika Mason, but she missed the point-blank layup, and Mineral Area is able to get the rebound. Fortunate not to fall behind, 2-0. Lady Cardinals back on the move the other way. Mineral Area started the season 2-3. Since that point, they've gone 20-2. What a year it's been. Here's a drive to the baseline. It's Haley Winter losing it out of bounds, but it looks like Kadesha Cooper knocked it out of there. And it stays to Mineral Area, 30 on the shot clock, but they might have to change that. That possession never changed hands. We have 9 minutes and 14 seconds left to go in the first. 0-0 our score in the Region 16 tournament semifinal on J98, and they put the shot clock down to 12 seconds, and the Lady Cardinals will trigger right baseline. It'll be Kinsey Jones to throw it in. Kinsey gets the ball from the official. The count starts, and she's running out of time. Gets it in finally to Janika Mason. Double team down low. Kicks out wide open. Courtney Keekak for a three. Rains it down, and the Lady Cardinals take the first lead of the ball game. Courtney Keekak makes it 3-0 Mineral Area. An 8.5 point per game score. Also a pretty good rebounder at 4.9 rebounds per game. She can play inside out. Into the front court come the Crowder Rough Riders. Setting up the offense. Bailey Tanner has it over the left wing. Gives it up to Amanda Rowden. Now it's over to Alyssa. Alyssa drives and kicks. Kadesha Cooper for three, and the answer didn't go. Again, great three-point shooter. 35th in the nation, or 45th in the nation at 39%. First one does not fall. Mineral Area leads 3-0 and back on offense. Josie Long near side corner. Up top, Courtney Keekak. Far side corner. It's to Kinsey Jones. 17 to shoot. Kinsey going to start the dribble of the baseline. Double team comes out on her, and a block shot. Mineral Area will turn it over for the second time. Great job closing by Thalita Valerio and getting that block. Then up the floor on the break. A right side layup is good. And it is Bailey Tanner taking it to the rack and finishing right side. Bailey Tanner averages 14.4 points per game. It is now 3-2 as Crowder is on the board. Courtney Keekak top of the key, pumps on the three, then passes left wing for Kinsey Jones. Here's a lane opening up for her to drive, but I believe Courtney opened the lane by grabbing and pulling. Be a foul against Courtney Keekak, an offensive foul as Mineral Area gives it back over to the Crowder Rough Riders. Three early turnovers against Mineral Area. Our score 3-2. Cardinals on top with 8:09 left to go in the first quarter. It is Crowder ball. Mineral Area is going to pressure now. Looks like a full-court man-to-man press, and it'll be Kadesha Cooper to inbound. Crowder Rough Riders 0-2 against Mineral Area College this year. Inbound to Valerio. She gives it up to Rowden, and Rowden walks it up the far side of the floor with Kinsey Jones in her face. Really gets on her as she comes across the timeline. Throws it left wing for Valerio. Valerio, two dribbles to the head of the circle, then over to the right wing, Kadesha Cooper. She'll be Janika Mason's biggest competition likely for Region 16 Player of the Year this year. I still think Janika's going to get it. And as I say that, Kadesha drives right side, knifes through the double team, and finishes right side. It is a 4-3 lead for the Crowder Rough Riders now on a 4-0 run. Lady Cardinals' only points coming from the outside. Courtney Keekak. Haley Winter, left wing, throws it down low. Janika Mason, she meets that double team. They're paying a lot of attention for her. She swings it back outside. It's deflected, but Haley Winter runs it down. 12 seconds to shoot. Haley Winter drives and then tries to kick it left baseline, but ball knocked out of bounds. Crowder playing some lockdown defense right now. Lady Cardinals came into this 36th in the nation in three-point shooting percentage at 33% as a team, 18th in the nation in overall field goal shooting at 44%. Haley Winter, left baseline inbound with 8 seconds to shoot, throws it in to Janika Mason. She's got a top of the key. Cardinals running out of time. Right wing Josie Long. Now it's to Haley Winter. Drives, pulls up from 15. Can't bank it in as the shot clock was winding down. It did catch rim, and the ball's out of bounds off of Crowder because they thought it was a shot clock violation. They touched it thinking it was going to be their ball, and then they knocked it out of bounds. So Mineral Area gets another crack at it because Crowder wasn't aware of the situation. 4-3, Mineral Area trails. Inbound is in with a fresh 30 on the shot clock. Janika Mason passes to a cutting Kinsey Jones. Swings out wide open. Josie Long for another three, but this one misses. Great rebound offensively. Janika Mason, pass out left elbow. Kinsey Jones spots up and buries one from 15 feet. And Mineral Area grabs the lead right back. Kinsey Jones has not been as big of a scorer for Mineral Area, but boy, can she distribute as she scores the first two-point field goal of this one. 5-4 Mineral Area. Kadesha Cooper, open right wing for three, pumps and then drives on Courtney Kikak. Help defender comes over, and either Courtney or Janika Mason will commit a foul and put Kadesha Cooper at the free throw line. Crowder Rough Riders are 11th in the nation in team free throw shooting at 72%, and they're second in the nation in free throws per game, free throws made per game, 9th in the nation in free throws attempted per game, so their aggressive nature gets them to the stripe, and they're able to convert on a lot of those. Courtney Kikak picks up this foul. Free throw is good. They've got that as her first on the scoreboard, but she picked up an offensive foul earlier. It's actually her second, but I won't say nothing if you won't. First free throw was good on Kadesha Cooper there, so it ties the game up at 5 apiece. 6 minutes, 47 seconds left to go, first quarter. Cooper with 3 points, and Kadesha, who is averaging nearly 17 per game, lines up the next and hits it. In games against Mineral Area this year, she has unloaded 17 three-point shots, including the one she let go earlier, and is 5 for those 17. Janika Mason runs point, brings it into the front court in a 5-5 tie. 6 minutes, 40 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Left wing, it's to Haley Winter. Winter holds the basketball with Valerio closing out on her. Throw it up top, Josie Long. Now it's right wing. Alex Mills just checked into the ball game. 6-5, Crowder leads. Mills has it, far side corner. Mills gets a screen from Janika Mason, kicks far side corner. The deep three, Josie Long, and she misses her second attempt. Rebound to the Crowder Rough Riders. Backing out of there, though, was Rowden. Didn't get called for the travel. She passes into the front court, and here's Valerio with it. She's going to drive on Alex Mills and then changes directions. Players are back outside on the dribble. Left wing pass, Kadesha Cooper. She'll leave it there at the left wing for Corey Williams, who just checked in. Dumps it down low for Kadesha. Give and go back to Williams. Teardrop floater in and out and back in. Nicely done by the Crowder Rough Riders. Corey Williams scores for the first time. Averages 8.5 points per game, but she's done better than that in two games against Mineral Area, scoring 9 and 10. Drive and kick on the other side. Kenzie Jones for three. Missed it off the feed from Alex Mills. Crowder leads 8-5, and they've got the board, and they're up the floor again. Corey Williams. Williams lobs to the far side corner. It's deflected out of bounds by Josie Long. 5:39 left in the first. Crowder playing the Mac Lady Cardinals tough early. 8-5, Rough Riders. Substitution for the Rough Riders. 30 comes into the ball game. That's Jamia Parker, sophomore guard, 5'3" out of Mesquite, Texas, from Mesquite High School. It'll be Corey Williams to trigger the inbound. 23 on the shot clock for Crowder with a three-point advantage. They've now corrected the scoreboard and given Courtney Kikek the right number of fouls. She has two, and that's why she's off the floor right now. Alex Mills in there for her. Off the inbound, straightaway three. Kadesha Cooper knocks it down. Kadesha with her first three-pointer of the game. She's got 7 points, 11-5. Mineral Area trails early. 5:27 remaining in this first, and as the inbound comes in to Janika Mason, we get a whistle and a dead ball. Not sure what the situation is here. They're coming to talk to the scorer's table. Also, Tina Robbins, head coach of Crowder, coming over to talk. They're going to make Janika Mason inbound it again, this time from the quarter court in front of the Mineral Area bench. Tina Robbins, a good coach in her 9th year. She coached this team to a Region 16 championship in 2012-2013. They made it all the way to the Sweet 16 of the national tournament. Of course, Mineral Area, Region 16 champs last year. Did not make it to nationals, though. A one-point heartbreaking loss to Iowa Western in the district game in which they hosted. This year, whoever wins Region 16 on the women's side will go and play at either Iowa Western or Northeastern. Here's a nice pass block to block. Haley Winter to Janika Mason, and Janika's going to bank one in. And the Region 16 top scorer this year scores for the first time here tonight. Or this afternoon, 11-7, Mineral Area back within four. Valerio gets an open look for three, but she does not even catch rim. It sails out of bounds. It's back to Mineral Area College, 4:47 on this first quarter clock, 11-7. Mineral Area trails the 4-seed Crowder Rough Riders. Up next, it is Moberly and State Fair, the 2-versus-3 matchup. The winners get each other on Saturday afternoon in the Region 16 championship games. Haley Winter, head and shoulder fake, drives right side. She got right past her defender and finished right side. Haley Winter scores for the first time. Mineral Area has four different players on the board. It's 11-9, but then beating the defense back, it's Corey Williams on the other side. Caught Mineral Area napping, got right to the rim and laid it in. Corey has 4 points. 13-9. Crowder with a four-point advantage. Janika Mason, far side corner in the front court. Overhead pass, near side corner. Haley Winter almost lost it, got it back. Jab step, doesn't clear the defender. Going to drive on her instead, getting past Valerio. Handoff underneath, little shovel pass to Janika Mason. She missed the layup. Haley Winter got the board and brought it back outside on the dribble. Kenzie Jones up top. Right wing, Josie Long. Shot clock down to five as Janika's layup never caught rim. Now they get it underneath, and Janika Mason just powers her way to the basket and finishes. Right hand, right side for Janika Mason. She's got four. Mineralary within two. 13-11. Here's a drive middle of the lane. Bailey Tanner. They wave off the basket because she was she fouled on the way in, or did she travel? Looks like she was fouled on the way in. They call Janika Mason on that, and the Lady Cardinals have picked up three fouls as a team. Janika picks up her first. Crowder has not committed a foul yet. Gary Cuff going to call timeout. 3:47 remaining in the first quarter of this Region 16 tournament women's semifinal from Joplin, 13-11. It is Crowder on top, and we break for 30 seconds on Kick It Country. J98 the boot.
We've got JR on the line from Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. And JR, these are exciting times in Midwest Sports, aren't they?
Yes, it is, Mark. Spring's right around the corner. We're having a big spring clearance sale. Everything in the store is on sale right now. We've got a huge amount of inventory, lots of side-by-sides, lots of foilers. We've got a bunch of new and used street bikes, Can-Am Spiders, and like I said, everything's on sale.
All at Midwest Sports Center. They're located right off of Highway 67 in Farmington.
After the foul on Janika Mason, Crowder ball with a fresh 30 on the shot clock. Inbound comes into Amanda Rowden. She swings it back to the outside for Corey Williams, left side of the arc. Up top, Kadesha Cooper, right wing, back to Amanda Rowden. Up top again, and then left wing, Kadesha Cooper. Pumps on the three, drives, and then steps back. Haley Winter not giving her any room. Back over to the right wing. It goes into the hands of Parker. Parker gets the ball stripped by Janika Mason. That is the first turnover for the Crowder Rough Riders in this game. Lady Cardinals have it up the floor. Alex Mills, right wing, throws up top. Janika Mason, head and shoulder fake, then a drive right side. High off window, finish. Janika Mason and one. Janika showing she can take it in space. And she's going to go to the free throw line looking for the three-point play. Well, it was this building last year, 1 year ago, when Janika Mason started really coming into her own. She had a dominating performance in the Region 16 championship game against State Fair and against then Region 16 Player of the Year, Alicia Cooley. And Janika was the better player on the floor in that championship game, and that propelled Janika Mason on to great things. And here she is with 6 points in the first quarter of this one. Free throw is good. Give her 7 points. And just like that, the Lady Cardinals have regained the lead now at 14-13. 3:17 remaining in the first quarter. Janika is going to come off the floor and get a bit of a breather. Laura Dick is into the ball game. Your five Cardinals are Rafaela, Alex Mills, Laura Dick, Haley Winter, and Kendi Jones. Rafaela and Laura just checking in after that round of substitutions there. And in the front court comes Jamia Parker. She'll throw it left wing for Rowden. Rowden bobbled it, got it back, throws it up top. Kadesha Cooper. Haley Winter keeping a hand in her face. Over to the right wing is Parker. Parker drives past Kinsey. They're going to get Kinsey for a cheap foul here. This was not much. Right in front of me. And they call her for a little bit of a grab on the wrist, they called it. But like I said, not much there. It'll be the first against Kinsey Jones. Four fouls against Mineral Area. Just one against Crowder so far. Inbound comes in and intercepted. Kinsey Jones makes up for the foul. She's up the floor. One-on-one break. Kinsey to the rack. Layup good. Creates offense with the defense. Gets the second Crowder turnover, and Kinsey now has 4 points. What a steal that was. She read that pass all the way. 16-13, Mineral Area leads. Crowder, a drive in, then a kick out, but a travel before the pass. They call that one on Corey Williams. Crowder with their third a turnover now. Three quick ones out of that last time out. 16-13, Mineralary with a three-point advantage. Crowder going to press. Inbound comes in near side of the floor at the quarter court from Rafaela. Rafaela throws it in to Haley Winter. Winter a good ball handler, but she gets stripped. Good defensive play. One-on-one break back the other way, and a foul called on Haley Winter. It was Corey Williams with the steal. And Mineralary commits their fifth foul of the game and now fourth turnover. So that puts Crowder in the bonus. And Haley with her first personal. And we'll see Corey Williams at the charity stripe again. It is Crowder, 11th in the nation in free throw shooting. Corey Williams, 66.9%, and she hits this one. She's got 5 points coming off the bench. Bailey Tanner with two and Kadesha Cooper with seven for the Rough Riders. 16-14 is the score. Next free throw, off back rim, no good. Long rebound comes out to Kinsey Jones, but she's trapped on the sideline and stepped on the sideline and turned it over. It's going to go right back to the Crowder Rough Riders. That rebound came funny off the rim, the way she had to run and grab it, and then two defenders right on top of her kind of forced her to the sideline and out of bounds. So it's back to Crowder with 30 on the shot clock. Two-point game. Mineral Area 16, Crowder 14. Corey Williams to trigger, near side corner. Moore Dick guards the inbound, deflected it on the pass in, but it gets through. And the Roadrunners, or the Rough Riders, rather, can set up their offense. Here's a jab step, then a drive. Kadesha Cooper too strong in the layup. Kenzie Jones, she is everywhere. Crashes hard for the rebound, then gets the foul call against the crowd of Rough Riders. She tried to quickly turn it up floor, and she ran right into Corey Williams. So Corey picks up the second against Crowder and the first against her personally. It is Haley Winter to throw it in, and now Crowder going to try to pressure in the full court here against Mineral Area. You heard Coach Gary Cuck saying pregame, they welcome that. Go ahead and pressure. Go ahead and trap. We feel like we can beat that. We're okay at that, although they didn't show that in the fourth quarter against State Fair on Saturday. Haley Winter into the front court, drives it in to the left elbow, kicks out right wing. Kenzie Jones, another three, but it's too strong and a good rebound. Boxing out was Kadesha Cooper. Laura Dick had no chance of that. Kadesha Cooper then leaves Laura Dick in her Dustin, drives it up the floor, throws it down to the right baseline. Turning around and facing up here is Miranda Linton, one of their best rebounders. She kicks out, and we get a foul called against Mineral Area. It'll be the sixth on the Cardinals, meaning Crowder's going to go to the free throw line and shoot two in the bonus. Rafaela picks up the foul. It's her first personal. At least the Cardinals are spreading out these fouls that they're mounting up here in the first quarter. We're at 1:53 to play in the opening frame. Janika Mason comes in, Rafaela comes off, and at the free throw line here is Miranda Linton. Miranda, 3.9 point per game score, 61%. On the season from the free throw line. She wears number 33 on the back. She's got good size. First free throw is good. Crowder continues their good free throw shooting with just one miss today. Said earlier that they're among the nation leaders in getting to the free throw line. That's been the case early in this game. But Linton goes 1-for-2 from the stripe, and the score 16-15. Mineral Area on top. Winner goes to the championship Saturday. Laura Dick into the front court. Up top, it's Janika Mason. Back over to Laura Dick, right side of the arc. Crosses over, then throws it left wing. Alex Mills. Mills pumps on the three, drives, pulls up, and banks it in. A subtle head fake on the three-pointer. Got the defender in the air, and it was over from there. Alex Mills with the finish. She scores for the first time. 18-15, Cardinals by three. Left baseline, Miranda Linton back to the basket. She'll swing it out up top. This is Alyssa Rowden backing up to half court. They've got, I guess, what is an ambassador head at the center court stripe here at Ozark Christian College. Amanda Rowden tries the three, nothing but air, but it could have been an assist. It goes right down to her sister Alyssa, but Alyssa missed the layup. So the rebound then goes to Mineral Area, and they avoid giving up points on that trip down, despite a little bit of a lapse on defense. Janika Mason has it left baseline. Passes to the middle of the lane cutter, Alex Mills, but Mills can't handle the pass and turns it over on the break the other way. Janika Mason gets back there and blocks the shot. No foul called, although there was some contact, but Rowden got rejected by Janika Mason. That comes after Mineral Area had turned it over for the sixth time. What a block by Janika. Mineral Area, not a great block shot type of team. Nobody has more than one block per game, but Janika sure got all ball on that trip. It's going to be Crowder ball, and they'll inbound right baseline. They're going to have to put the shot clock down to an appropriate mark right now. They've got 30 at this point. It's down to 25. 54 remains in the first quarter. 18-15, Lady Cardinals on top of the Lady Rough Riders. Crowder had a rough season last year, 7-24. They were eliminated by Jeffco in the first round in Hillsboro. 7 wins, 24 losses, but they turn it around this year. Off this inbound, Mineral Area loses track of Kadesha Cooper, the one person you cannot lose track of. She was wide open underneath the basket. Too easy to lay it up and in after that. Kadesha's got 9 points. 18-17, Mineral Area, 1-point advantage. 42 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Into the front court come the Cardinals. Down to the right block, Janika Mason spins to the basket, her patented move, but they got her for the travel this time. She finished, but they'll have to wave that one off. Turnover, Mineral Area, their 7th. Crowder has a chance to regain the lead now, down by just one. Lady Cardinals going to put on the full court press again. Full court man-to-man. Laura Dick breathing down the neck of Valerio. Valerio's into the front court now across the timeline. It's about a 7-second differential shot clock to game clock with Crowder trailing by one. Alyssa Rowden looks back to Coach Tina Robbins, who played her college ball at Missouri State University. Here's a drive left side, and that's from Valerio. And Valerio gets the friendly roll and gets it to drop. Felita with her first points of the game, and it is Crowder on top again, 19-18. Mineral Area has 10 seconds left as they inbound to Kenzie Jones. She races into the front court. Clock stops with 10 seconds, and they're going to have to stop play again. Things have just been a little bit off here at Ozark Christian College with the clock not being put at the right time or the scoreboard not getting updated quick enough. It's been a little bit of a slow go, but this is the first game of the week here, so they're still trying to get into the rhythm of things. But they're going to have to put the clock at an appropriate amount of time. They'll call it 9.2, and that should actually work to the benefit. Oh, they've put it at 4.7. That will not work to the benefit of Mineral Area. Lady Cardinals with 4 seconds left, and they'll inbound at the half court. Haley Winter throws it in to Laura Dick. with four, with three. Laura crosses over. She'll put up a right side runner at the buzzer. Missed it, but a foul is called. It's a blocking foul, and it's going to put Laura Dick at the free throw line with no time left on this first quarter. Good aggressive play by Laura Dick. She saw nobody was open after she got the inbound, said she's going to take it herself. And Laura Dick out of Australia, her first year here at Mineral Area, has a chance to give Mineral Area the lead going into the second. Laura Dick, a 2.9 point per game scorer, but she typically is the sixth man for Mineral Area. Just doesn't have a big scoring role on the team. She does a lot of other things great. 56% free throw shooter is Laura Dick. She scored 7 points the first time against Crowder, just two in the last game. This one would tie it up, and it misses. So the best Mineral Area can do would be to tie going into the second. The foul was called on Alyssa Rowden, her first team foul, number three. Dick hits one of two, and going into the second quarter, we are tied at 19 apiece. It is win or go home. Mineral Area and Crowder tied up as we go to quarter number two from Joplin in 1 minute on Kickin' Country, J98 The Boot.
I am Mower Man. I am Mower Man.
Jason, are you daydreaming again about being some superhero that saves the day?
Ah, she's such a fun sucker. Who else do you know that can answer a phone call on Thursday, on my cell phone no less, and a woman calls me and she's writing love letters in her lawn with the zero turn and it dies? She was going to get in big trouble. She had to get it going before he got home. Who does she call? Me, Mower Man. I save wives, girlfriends alike with my mower knowledge and superhero-like skills.
He's lost it. Well, what little he had, anyway. Our family taking care of your family since 1963. Fliggs Equipment, Highway 32, St. Jen, and online at fliggs.com.
And don't forget, only Fliggs Equipment has Mower Man. Call me. Fliggs Equipment will keep you mowing, farming, and growing.
Jason!
to 19 as we go to the second quarter. Not to worry, though, for Mineral Area against Crowder this season. The second quarter has gone the Cardinals' way, and then some. Mac has outscored Crowder 36-11 in quarter number two, including 2 points the last time they played in the second quarter for Crowder. So Rough Riders will try to turn that around here in quarter number two. I will say Crowder has played some pretty good basketball early on. Rough Riders get it inside to Bailey Tanner. She took that extra step. It's a turnover. Crowder gives it up for the fourth time, and it's two. Mineral Area. Laura Dick's free throw with no time on the clock tied us up going into this second. Lady Cardinals inbound. Crowder showing pressure, but then they back it off, and Janika Mason will walk it into the front court. Nice first quarter for Janika. She has 7 points. She falls down, kept the dribble just enough, and got rid of it to Kenzie Jones to avoid another MAC turnover. Kenzie's going to drive middle of the lane, and then a no-look pass right block to Courtney Kikak. Saved it from going out of bounds. Kicks out for a 17-foot jumper. Janika Mason just buried it, and the Lady Cardinals back on top, 21-19. Janika now with 9 points. Mineral Area with press. Laura Dick with a steal. Pumps on the other side and lays it up and in. The pump fake was brilliant to get Bailey Tanner to go right past her. So Crowder with her fifth turnover. And Laura Dick with her first field goal. She has 3 points. 23-19. Lady Cardinals start the second on a 4-0 run. Alyssa Rowden back to the basket. Right wing goes it up top. Bailey Tanner. Around the horn they go. Amanda Rowden over at the left wing. Up top to Alyssa again. Pumps on the three. Got Kenzie Jones off balance. Drives. Tries to thread a needle on a pass to the block, but Mineral Area knocked it away. Now there's a scrum forward on the floor, and it's going to go Mineral Area's way on a held ball. Lady Cardinals up 23-19 with 8 minutes and 58 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Well, we know Northeast beat Marshalltown 79-47 in the region tournament going on up in Iowa. And the winner of that region takes on the winner of this region next Friday night. And that will be on the road for Mineral Area should they win the Region 16 tournament. Iowa Western versus Northeast for that championship. And that'll be played on Saturday. Lady Cardinals enter a pass into the post, but a travel called against them. And this game has been pretty heavy in the turnover department. That's number 8 for Mineral Area. Crowder with 6 of them so far. Crowder inbounds, and the Lady Cardinals will have Kenzie Jones up to pressure the ball. Alyssa Rowden to walk it up the floor. 8 minutes, 34 seconds left to go in the second. Across the timeline comes Alyssa Rowden, spins off of the screen, setting up a pick and roll, but it was closed down. Kicks far side corner. Now underneath they go to Linton. One-on-one with Janika Mason. Linton tries to shoot over the top of her. Couldn't do it. Missed the shot. Rejected off the side of the rim. Rebound to Janika Mason. She gives to Haley Winter. Back to Janika, who hands to Kinsey, who comes across the timeline. Lady Cardinals with a 4-point advantage as Kinsey sets up the offense. Ask for help. Courtney Kiket comes out to retrieve a pass from her. Right side of the arc in front of the scorer's table. Throws to the head of the circle. Janika Mason facing the basket. Overhead pass. Fired it with some mustard on it to the near side corner. Haley Winter tries the three. It rims out no good. Rebound Rowden. Rowden quickly up the floor. Throws it right side. Valerio. Valerio goes right out of double team. Lost it. Got it back underneath the Linton. Pump fake and then goes high off glass and missed the shot too strong. Courtney Kiket going up for the rebound. Got pushed in the back. Crowder gets called for the first foul of this second quarter with 7:48 on the clock. Bailey Tanner gets called for that. Mineralaria trying to win their first region game or their first neutral site game this year. And it would be their 10th Region 16 victory of the season. Lady Cardinals come into this one on a 9-game winning streak. And again, are 20-2 since starting the year, 2-3. What a year. Janika into the front court, hands it off to Kenzie Jones. Kenzie over at the right wing, crosses over, drives, stops at the elbow, throws it right baseline. Janika Mason spins the basket, but the triple team comes over and knocks the ball away from her. The third defender was able to steal it away. 9 Mineralaria turnovers as Crowder gets it up the floor and gets a foul called, and it might be on Courtney Kiket, and this could be a frustrating day for Courtney Kiket. If that's on her, it would be her third, and indeed it is, and she knows she's coming off the floor right now. Courtney's going to come off for Josie Long with 7:29 left to go in the second quarter. Josie Long in, Courtney Kiket comes off. Your 5 Lady Cardinals right now are Josie, Kenzie, Haley Winter, Laura Dick, and Janika Mason. Still, Crowder hasn't scored in the second. And we're 2.5 minutes into it. Inbound to Kadesha Cooper. Near side corner, Valerio. Valerio guarded by Josie Long. Right wing pass. Corey Williams. Left wing, Kadesha Cooper. Takes the deep three, contested, and left it short. Rebound, though, to Corey Williams. Laura Dick got her hands in there and forced the jump ball. Possession stays to Crowder, but a good job by Laura Dick. She didn't have the position. Did all she could to grab that ball away. Back to the Rough Riders. Jamia Parker to throw it in. She'll throw it right baseline. The next women's game scheduled for today will be between Moberly and State Fair. And then tonight, it's all about the men's teams. More on that here in just a second. Off the inbound, fadeaway jumper from about 15, Kadesha Cooper. She found the rhythm. Kadesha Cooper already in double figures with 11 points. 23-21, Crowder for the first time is on the board here in the second. That matches the amount of points in the second that they scored against Mineralaria in the previous meeting. Laura Dick fakes left, takes it right. They called it for the travel, and Mineralaria is now up to double-figure turnovers. It's a goal of Coach Cucks to have 10 turnovers or less in a game. Well, they're already at their quota here, so they better play perfect the rest of the way. 6:58 left to go in the half. Inbound is in to Jamia Parker, and she'll have to go three-quarters of the way up the floor. She won't get that far before Kenzie fouls her. Kenzie Jones on a little shove with the left hand. Two fouls against Kenzie, two fouls against Mineralaria. And now Crowder will inbound far side of the floor at about the same spot, quarter of the way up the court. 6:55 left to go in this first half. We're brought to you by Innovative Warehousing and Distribution in Farmington, Lambert's Cafe, Sykeston, Ruther Ford in Herculaneum, Medical Center Pharmacy in Piedmont, Sam Sism Ford, Lincoln in Farmington. Into the front court, here is Jamia Parker with it. Kenzie Jones staying in front. Throws right side of the arc to Kadesha Cooper, and Kadesha may have pushed off to get open. Be a foul, offensive foul, and it's going back over to the MAC Lady Cardinals. They actually call Bailey Tanner on this for an illegal screen. So Mineralaria will have Bailey Tanner come off the floor. Crowder will have her come off the floor with her third foul. Bailey Tanner and Courtney Kiket, similar type of players, guard-forward hybrids, and both of them sitting with foul trouble right now. Janika Mason walks it into the front court. Mack holding a two-point advantage, 23-21. Miranda Linton comes out to guard Janika Mason in space. She throws it back to the half court right there at the center circle for Haley Winter. She fakes a pass to the right but takes it to the left on the dribble. Throws it left wing for Alex Mills. Defender over pursued. She attacks, kicks up top. Haley Winter for three. Missed it. And Miranda Linton gets the rebound. Good rebounder is Miranda Linton. She's got good size and she knows how to use it. Gives it off to Jamia Parker. Parker races in the front court, throws it near side corner for Valerio. Valerio out to the right wing. Kadesha Cooper pumps on the three, drives, jump stop, floater, missed it, and a good rebound by Haley Winter. Haley Winter, though, got the ball knocked away by Kadesha Cooper. Another MAC turnover, and Crowder keeps it down on this end of the floor, trailing by two. She gives it off to Parker. Now it's back up top to Cooper. Left wing, way outside the arc. There's Corey Williams. Up top, back to Parker and right wing, Kadesha. 16 to shoot for Crowder. A pass into the cutting, Valerio. Turnaround jumper misses, and the rebound to Haley Winter again. Lady Cardinals started the quarter on a 4-0 run, but really it's been a low-scoring second so far. We're almost halfway through it, and a total of 6 points have been scored between the two teams. Laura Dick has it right wing. She'll throw it up top. Janika Mason faces up, pulls up, shoots the three, but missed it off back rim. Alex Mills, the only potential candidate for a MAC rebound down there, but she was out-rebounded by three Crowder Rough Riders. Here's a drive, spin move, floater miss. Miranda Linton got the rebound, rejected by Janika Mason. Lady Cardinals get it back. Here they come. Haley Winter to the top of the key. Janika with two block shots in this one early. Haley Winter's going to drive and kick, far side corner. Josie Long couldn't handle the pass, so she got rid of it to Laura Dick, and Laura Dick got called for the extra step and another Mineral Area College turnover. Man, oh man, it's getting sloppy for the Lady Cardinals early here. The 4-seed Crowder Rough Riders are hanging tough, 23-21, and we've got a Tina Robbins timeout. 5:06 left in the first half. Mac leads by two, and when we come back in 1 minute, we'll continue this second quarter action on Kickin' Country. J98 the boot.
Hi, this is Rhonda Overberg with Remax Best Choice. We, as well as our spotlight sponsors, J98, Funtime Limousines, and Great Clips, would like to invite your business or organization to be part of Night of Superstars this year, Saturday, February 27th, at the River City Convention Center in St. Louis. This exciting red carpet event will celebrate some of the most amazing kids who are affected by varying types of conditions. These children will be pampered by a salon and dressed in formal attire to walk the red carpet as a superstar, just like the Oscars. All sponsors will receive VIP tickets for dinner to share with family, friends, and customers. Post-party entertainment will be Nashville recording artist Jason Ashley. This invitation-only event is one that will touch your heart for years to come. To see what it's all about, log on to stlnos.com. We need your sponsorship for a Night of Superstars at the River City Convention Center in St. Louis. A Night of Superstars celebrating the lives of those who change ours.
Coming out of the timeout, Kadesha Cooper tries to drive right side, and as she tries to pass across the lane, Mineral Area knocks it out of bounds, so Crowder will throw it in with 14 on the shot clock. Rough Riders down by 2, 23-21. 4:50 left to go in this first half from Ozark Christian College. Inbound to Valerio, far side corner, inside to Cooper. Pass back up top to Corey Williams, and what's the call here? She drives and travels with it. Man, that was a late, late call. There was some contact. Didn't know if a foul was going to be called there. They called it late that it was a travel against Crowder. And she kind of hopped into that contact. So 8 Crowder turnovers gives it over to Mineral Area College. Lady Cardinals 5. Cardinals are Laura Dick, Haley Winter, Alex Mills, Rafaela, and Josie Long right now. Janika Mason sitting and getting a rest. Haley Winter comes into the front court with it. She stops at the center circle as the Lady Cardinals set up the offensive attack. It's been a while since they've scored. Take it to the right wing is Haley Winter. In fact, it's been going on 4 minutes now since the Lady Cardinals have scored in this second. Josie Long with a dribble drive, kick out up top, and then gets it back left wing. Takes the shot. It's a deep two. Her heels on the arc, but she knocks down her first basket of the game. Josie averages 9.4. 25-21 as Josie Long scores, and she's the returning dream teamer out of Marble Hill, Missouri from Woodland High School. Then she forces a turnover on the other side, or forces a jump ball anyway. Knocked the ball loose and then jumped on the floor and grabbed it. Got tied up, but arrow pointing Mineral Area's way. Crowder gives it right back to the Lady Cardinals. 25-21, Mineral Area on top. And they'll throw it in far sideline in the backcourt. Laura Dick to trigger. Laura throws it in to Haley Winter. We approach the 4 minute mark of the second quarter. It was back and forth in the first. Mineral Area has controlled throughout in the second. Left wing Alex Mills does not let go of the three. It was open briefly. Instead, throws right wing for Haley Winter. Jab step, then a drive. Fake the outlet pass and then missed the layup. It was a great fake, just didn't finish at the rim. Rebound to Miranda Linton, who gives to Jamia Parker. Tina Robbins barks out the signals from the sideline. Two-time Region 16 Coach of the Year in her ninth year with the Crowder Rough Riders. Pass over to the left wing. Here's a dribble drive from Corey Williams, then a kick out. Rowden for three. A lot of arc under that one, and it pays off. Amanda Rowden knocks down her first triple and her first points of the game, and it's a one-point contest at 25-24. 3:24 remaining. First half, right wing Haley Winter. Winter changes directions, brings it to the top of the key. She's going to drive right side and swing it out. Right wing, Josie Long. Left wing, Alex Mills. Now she'll shoot the three for the answer, but she missed off front of the rim. Rebound Crowder, Kadesha Cooper, and a chance to regain the lead. Pass up ahead, Corey Williams. Williams attacks baseline. Passes across the lane to a Rowden. Rowden missed the layup, and the rebound to the Lady Cardinals. Rafaela gets it. Passes to Haley Winter. Up the floor, Laura Dick pulls up and shoots from 14. Misses. Alex Mills, good rebound. Put back is rejected by Linton. But the loose ball comes to Josie Long, who spots up from 10. Nothing but net. Josie Long has four. 27-24. Josie was in the right place, right time. After Alex Mills was blocked by Linton, ball came right to her. She was open. She's not afraid to shoot. 2:37 remaining in the first half. Mineralary with a three-point advantage. Facing up with the basket, right in front of half court, is Jamia Parker. Left wing, Kadesha Cooper. Up top, Linton. Right wing, Parker. The cut by Cooper. They tried to find her inside. Laura Dick, having none of that, steals it away. Another Crowder turnover. Now on the break, Josie Long. It's a three-on-two break. Right baseline, then up top. It's Rafaela from the free throw line. Buries it from 15 feet. Rafaela has 2 points. Mineralaria now leads by five. On the inbound, Laura Dick nearly stole that one away, but she knocks her counterpart to the floor and gets called for the foul. Knocking down Corey Williams on the play, so Laura Dick picks up her first team foul, number three. 2:10 remaining, first half. It is Crowder ball, 29-24. The Lady Cardinals with the advantage on a 4-0 run again. Mineralaria going to pressure full court man-to-man. Inbound comes into Alyssa Rowden. She's going to have to deal with Kenzie Jones all the way up the court. Into the front court she comes. Gets a screen, takes it right side, all the way to the rim, knifing through a double team. What a take to the basket that was from Alyssa Rowden. She finished it easily. Alyssa scores for the first time. She's combined for 23 points against Mineralaria this year. Spotting up for 16 feet is Rafaela on the other side. Too strong on the jump shot. Rebound to Crowder. They're down by just three with a minute 42 left in the second. Front court, Corey Williams. Jab step, then throws up top. Kadesha to tie the ball game. In and out on the three, missed. Danica Mason gets the board. 93 seconds left for the Lady Cardinals. Picks up her dribble at the half court. Gives it off. Kenzie Jones, top of the key. Right baseline, they pass to Alex Mills. She dribbles the baseline and then throws it blindly back to the outside where it's intercepted. 13 MAC turnovers, gives it back over to Crowder with 1:17 on the clock. A chance to tie or a chance to get to within one on this possession. Rowden with the dribble drive, the kick out, near side corner, Corey Williams. Rafaela closes out on her. 14 to shoot. Right wing pass, Kadesha. Up top, Amanda Rowden to her sister, Alyssa. Fakes it left, takes it right, then kicks up top. Corey Williams, head and shoulder fake, drive, spins to the basket. High off window, she can't spit it in. Mineralaria gets the board with Rafaela. Rafaela got the ball poked away by Janika, or by Corey Williams, but Janika picks it up, brings it into the front court, and the Lady Cardinals have it now with 48 seconds remaining. Still about a 20-second differential, and then Mineralaria gets it taken away. Kadesha Cooper on the break, a three-on-two break for Crowder, and she'll float it up and in. 29-28, Crowder is right back to within 1 point. 35 seconds remaining. About an 8-second differential now. Kenzie Jones into the front court. She'll drive right side, stop mid-post, kick it far side corner, Josie Long. Long drives the baseline, missed the layup, but got fouled. It'll be Josie at the free throw line. Things getting a little bit out of control, reminding us of the end of the State Fair game in that fourth quarter on Saturday. Not a great close out of the second quarter here for the Lady Cardinals, but Josie at least will get to the free throw line here where she's 86% on the season. 9.4 points per game. She's had a nice second quarter with 4 points, and this free throw is good, so make it five. Mineralaria's lead is back to 2, 30-28. We'll see Nika into the ball game for the first time. Nika Dabrowska, second year out of Poland. So Kinsey and Mills will come off. And your five Cardinals are Nika, Janika, Haley Winter, Josie Long, and Rafaela. Josie's second free throw on its way, but misses off back rim. She crashes for the rebound and gets 3 points out of it. Stick back good. Lady Cardinals lead by 4 points at 32-28. 18 seconds remaining. Crowder will have this final shot of the first half. Holding it, Alyssa Rowden throws it over to the left wing. Overhead pass back up top. Kadesha, catch and release. Three, missed it. Rebound, Mineralaria. They've got 3 seconds left. Haley Winter with one, pulls up and shoots it from 30. Banked it in, and the Lady Cardinals extend it. Going into the second half, they'll have a 35-28 lead. That's how you close it out. We'll come back in 2 minutes and start your halftime show here on Kickin' Country, J98 The Boot.
We're making backyard dreams come true.
Pool season is just around the corner, and we have a pool that's just right for you. Just stop by and look at the selection of extruded aluminum above-ground pools and Pacific in-ground pools. Priced just right, just for you. Just pick up the phone or just log on the web. Hi, this is Roy at Just Pools. Check out just the right pool for you. So now that you know we're Just Pools and Spas, 636-464-7110 or visit us on the web at justpoolsandspas.com. We've been making backyard dreams come true for over 30 years.
Oh, we're making backyard dreams come true just for you at Just Pools.
Attention farmers, when's the last time you had your farm insurance reviewed? Hi, I'm Dennis Best of Best Farm Insurance Agency. For 28 years, I've been committed to the farm insurance market. Let's sit down today before it's too late and review your coverage. Is your liability coverage enough? Do you have replacement cost coverage on your outbuildings, snow load? Do you have your hay, livestock, and equipment covered correctly? Call me today, 1-800-780-8210, or see us at bestfarminsurance.com.
Hi, Tracy Wicking here, and I'd like you to meet our nurse practitioner at Hickory Plaza Comprehensive Health Center in Hillsboro, Ashley McGrath. Ashley, would you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I am a graduate of the Barnes Goldfarb School of Nursing. I previously worked for Tenet Hospital in De Pere, and I did my externship here at the Hickory Plaza Comprehensive Health Center in Hillsboro. I can see individual and families from 13 on up. Call me at 636-481-6040. I'd love to help you be the healthiest person you can be.
Hickory Plaza Comprehensive Health Center. We want to be your healthcare. Care home.
.35-28 is the score at halftime with the Mac Ladies on top of the Crowder Lady Rough Riders here on Kickin' Country J98 The Boot. We stream online at MimoInfo.com as well. And we'll go ahead and run down some of the stats. We'll also thank some sponsors. Kernan Autobody of Bonterre, St. Genevieve Golf Club in St. Gen, Hastings Unlimited in Farmington, Comtree Comprehensive Health Centers, YMCA of Jefferson County in Festus, and American Family Insurance Agent Jeremiah Murphy in Bonterre. So there is a little bit of a controversy right here as far as what the score should be in this first half. So when you count the points, the Mineral Area scorebook has Mac at 36 points, and the Joplin scorebook here at Ozark Christian College has Mineral Area at 35 points. I'll recheck my records, and I believe I've got it at 36 as well, but we'll double-check that, and we'll see what the exact score should be. Right now they've got it at 35-28, so we're going to go with that for right now. Josie Long, though, has 8 points, and then Haley Winter with 5, Kinsey Jones with 4, Courtney Kikek with 3, Janika Mason with 9, Laura Dick with 3, 2 points for Alex Mills, and 2 points for Rafaela. Kadesha Cooper leading the way for Crowder with 13 points, 5 points for Corey Williams, 2 points for Bailey Tanner, 3 for Amanda Rowden, 1 for Miranda Linton, 2 points for Thalita Valerio, and 2 points from Alyssa Rowden. Mineral Area College went 9-1 in Region 16 play throughout the regular season, with their only loss coming at Moberly on January 16th, 74-65. They swept Three Rivers 75-54 and 70-55, swept Crowder 79-70 and 76-63, swept Jeffco 75-73 and 80-55, split with Moberly 74-65 and 77-69 in overtime, and swept State Fair 67-60 and 72-63. Coach Gary Cuck trying to get his team their second straight Region 16 championship, and up at the break by at least 7, possibly 8, over the Crowder Rough Riders here at Ozark Christian College. We'll come back in 2 minutes with more halftime show and possibly some clarification on what the score should be on Kickin' Country and J98 The Boot.
If an unfortunate accident happens, don't settle for just anyone to put your vehicle back into shape. Trust the professionals at Kernan Auto Body in Bonterre. Not only does Kernan Auto Body offer years of experience and accepts only perfection when it comes to their work, but customer service and convenience are also top priorities for their customers. Kernan Auto Body now offers windshield repair for chips and cracks, and as always, Kernan Auto Body in Bonterre accepts MasterCard and Visa. Call them today, 573-358-7300.
Where you always get the sweet deal.
Hey! It's Ford Truck Month at Reuther Ford. Hi, this is Doug Jr. Right now, get 0% APR for up to 60 months on all new 2015 F-150 models on approved credit. Plus, right now, get a new 2016 Ford F-150 XL with power group, sync, and a trailer hitch for under $26,000. Or how about a new 2015 Ford F-150 XLT 4x2 with 5-liter V8 and sport package for under $37,000. Or, during Truck Month, get a sweet deal on a new 2016 Ford F-250 XLT 4x4 for $49,995 after rebates. And remember, at Reuther Ford, all new F-150s come with a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Get your truck month sweet deal today at Reuther Ford, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit.
Hey, where you always get a sweet deal. Reuther Ford. Reuther.com.
Do you love a good game of golf? All the fresh air and beautiful scenery? Well, St. Genevieve Golf Club offers a beautiful 18-hole regulation golf course. The short layout will reward good shots and provide a fun outing for everyone. St. Genevieve Golf Club is a public course just minutes from the river town of St. Genevieve, just off Highway 32 and only 1.5 miles west of I-55. St. Genevieve Golf Club, fun for the entire family with special tees just for the kids.
We are back on J98 The Boot. It is halftime in the Region 16 Tournament Women's Semifinal between Crowder and Mineral Area College. And the score is indeed 35-28. And where some of the confusion was that the Mineral Area bench thought that Josie Long had been credited for a three-pointer that was only credited for two. So Joplin had that one right here at Ozark Christian College. The score is indeed 35-28. The seven-point advantage for Mack is their largest lead of the game so far. Josie Long, so she has 7 points rather than eight, and she is second on the team in scoring right now. She had a great second quarter with those 7 points. Janika Mason leading the way for Mack. She has 9. Haley Winter with 5. Kinsey Jones with 4. Courtney Kikak with 3. Laura Dick with 3. 2 points apiece for Alex Mills and Rafaela. And it's Kadesha Cooper of Crowder leading the way in this game. She has 13 points. Let's take a little further look inside the numbers, though. For the Crowder Rough Riders from the floor, they were 11 of 29, good for 37%. 37.9%, nearly 38. 3-point shooting, they're 2 of 8 at 25%, and from the free throw line, 4 of 6, good for 66%. On Mineral Area's side, 50% from the floor at 15 of 30, 30% from beyond the arc at 3 of 10, and 60% from the free throw line at 3 of 5. Crowder getting more points from the free throw line, 4 to 3. Mack getting more points off turnovers at 12 to 9. Mack out-rebounding Crowder, and it's not even close. They have doubled the number of rebounds at 24 to 12. Mineral Area getting more points from beyond the arc at 9 to 6, and more second chance points at 10 to nothing. Off the bench, Mineral Area 7 points. Crowder 6 points coming off the bench. And that's good for Mineral Area because in the state fair win, Mack only had 1 point coming off the bench and no field goals. Rafaela coming off the bench and hitting a free throw against state fair. So good to see the bench contributing a little bit more this time around. There were 6 lead changes in that first half. The score was tied up 3 times. Mineral Area leads by 7 at the break at 35-28. First quarter, it was a 19-19 tie. Mineral Area outscored Crowder in the second quarter 16-9. Lady Cardinals will advance to the Region 16 Championship if they can get this win here today. That would be on Saturday, and that would be against either State Fair or Moberly. Either one of them would be a tough opponent for the Lady Cards. In fact, Moberly is the 3 seed, but I think maybe Mack would fear Moberly a little bit more than State Fair right now, considering the previous 2 meetings against the Moberly Greyhounds. Lady Cardinals actually lost at Moberly 71-64 in one of the worst games of the year for Mack. And then against Moberly at home the second time around, Mineral Area had a big lead, lost it. The game went into overtime. Mack ended up winning it 77-69. So the Greyhounds have played the Cardinals tough. So if Mineral Area wins this one, maybe they hope State Fair wins, because Lady Cardinals have actually had a couple of, I don't want to say easy performances against State Fair, but games in which they've had large leads and then State Fair kind of closed the gap late but ran out of time. Either way, it's going to be a tough matchup, though, not only in the second half of this one, but in the Region 16 Championship, should Mineral Area advance. Lady Cardinals, if they do advance, would play at 1 o'clock on Saturday against the aforementioned Greyhounds or Roadrunners. And if the Lady Cardinals get there, we'll have it for you on Kickin' Country, J98 The Boot. Now let's take a look at the region that feeds into this region to make up the District K Championship. It's just a 3-team region. Iowa Western, Northeast, and Marshalltown all compete in that one, and that is Region 11. Iowa Western is the top seed. They're ranked 11th in the nation. They're a great team. They're the team that ended Mineral Area's year last year in the district championship game by 1 point. That was at the Bob C. Chris Fieldhouse. Just a heartbreaker for Mack. Well, this year, Mack would have to go to their place. Should they win their region, they are expected to. Iowa Western is playing Northeast at 6 o'clock Saturday evening in Council Bluffs, Iowa. So the Reavers actually get to host that game and would get to host if they win that and then play in the district championship game. So the Lady Cardinals will have to travel. We know that. The MAC men, though, it is their turn to host this year. Should they win the Region 16 tournament, they'll get Region 4's winner coming to their place next Saturday. So that's good news for the Cardinals. And if MAC advances, we'll have that as well. The MAC men play tonight against State Fair in the semifinal, a team in which they split with in the regular season and just lost to by 15 points on Saturday. Cardinals hoping for a bounce-back performance. Mineral Area's men's team, 25-5 on the year. We've got a two-minute break coming your way. When we come back, we'll wrap up our halftime show and get ready to start your second half from Ozark Christian College in Joplin on Kickin' Country, J98 The Boot.
Let's head over to Blackwell Motors. We'll catch up with Mark Barton. What's going on at Blackwell today, Mark?
Well, you know, as usual, we got inventory coming in. We just sent the drivers out for another 25. So, folks, right now is the time to buy a Blackwell Motor because we are locked and loaded, ready for spring. If we have a spring, it might just go straight to summer after this weekend. So, folks, come by and see us. You know, we got another concert coming up, 26th of next month at Hub's Pub, starting at 6 o'clock. You're going to find T.G. Shepherd and Kelly Lang. What a group. They have been around a long, long, long time. Special guest star is going to be Trent Thompson. Stop by the dealership here in Bon Terre, Missouri. Get your tickets and save thousands on a quality pre-owned vehicle of your choice. Do it today. Folks, give me a call at 431-8599. My extension is 210. And also, toll-free number is 1-800-238-6970. Website's blackwellmotors.com.
Blackwell Motors. Customer care beyond compare at Blackwell Motors.
Give your kids the opportunity to learn, grow, and thrive at the Jefferson County Family YMCA Summer Day Camp. Camp at the Y is designed for children who have completed kindergarten through age 12 and has something for all interests. Camp runs June the 6th through July the 29th. Give your child a cool experience with great memories to last a lifetime. Register by February 29th and save 15% on up to 3 weeks of camp. Visit gwryMCA.org or call 636-931-9622 for details.
Hastings Unlimited is in the process of closing out our hobby store, Hastings Hobbies and More. We have moved next door to 406 East Karsh and are continuing our closeout sale there. We are now at 40% off the marked price with lots of great merchandise left. We also have fixtures for sale at reasonable prices. We will continue our promotional products, school jackets, and tuxedo rental businesses as usual at our new location. Visit us at 406 East Karsh and take advantage of the great prices on hobby merchandise. After all, Christmas is not that far away.
Just about ready to start half number two. MAC has its largest lead of the game, 35-28, thanks to a deep three-pointer at the buzzer by Haley Winter before half. And Mineral Area scoring with zero time left at the end of the first quarter and at the end of the second quarter. Laura Dick getting to the free throw line at the end of the first, hitting one of two, and then the big three-pointer there by Haley Winter just beyond half court. She was able to bank that one in. Haley has 5 points in the contest so far. So in the first half, Mineral Area shooting 50% in this contest. Back on January 9th against Crowder, the MAC Lady Cardinals would shoot 55% for the game, 31 of 56. And then in the February 6th matchup, Mineral Area shot 47%. So MAC continues to shoot well against the Crowder Rough Riders. Crowder, on the other hand, shot 38% in the previous meeting and 37% in the first meeting. This matchup doing a little bit better than that at 42%. Kadesha Cooper, 5 of 9 from the floor, and she leads this game in scoring. She's 1 of 4 from beyond the arc. She is not afraid to let them go. 45th in the nation in three-point shooting percentage at 39%. She's also among the nation leaders in 3 points attempted per game. You can't make them if you don't shoot them. That's been her philosophy, and it's served her well, scoring nearly 17 points per contest. And the previous two meetings against Mineral Area College, Kadesha Cooper, 15 points and 27 points. She's already got 13 in this one, so she is on her way. It's the 1-4 in the Region 16 tournament semifinals here on J98 The Boot. MAC with a 35-28 lead. We're going to start your second half when we come back in 30 seconds. Keep it tuned to J98.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston.
Look out! Here comes a throat roll! Whether you're craving pork, chicken, or beef, there's no meal that compares to Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. From old-fashioned center-cut ham, barbecue pork steaks, chicken and dumplings, round steak, beef liver and onions, golden fried catfish, and much more. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you'll smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll! Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Fliggs Equipment, a proud supporter of sports on your number one source for play-by-play and web TV with the award-winning team at KTJJ, KREI, KJFF, and MyMoInfo.com.
Gary Cox, Lady Cardinals taking on Tina Robbins, the Lady Rough Riders in the Region 16 Tournament semifinals here on J98. Crowder starts with the ball in the third quarter, and they work right to left now as they change sides of the floor. It's middle area defending left to right. Here's a lob into the low post, too far out in front of Kadesha Cooper. She tried to save it from going out of bounds. She could not do it. It's a turnover, and middle area takes it back. Crowder has now turned it over 11 times. Mack had 14 turnovers in that first half. Courtney Kikak back in. She sat much of that first half of foul trouble. She's got three fouls. She inbounds it to Josie Long, the Cardinals with their five starters back on the floor. Courtney then walks the ball into the front court, hands it off to her MAAA buddy, Kenzie Jones. Top of the key, throws it over to the right wing. It's to Haley Winter. Winter faces up with the basket, but backs up to half court on the dribble, then drives it right side, but Valerio not letting her go anywhere. A lob into the post. Janika Mason had to jump up high to try to get it. Couldn't come up with it. It's turned over. Bailey Tanner comes up with that, and that is turnover number 15 by Mineral Area. Still the Lady Cardinals with a seven-point advantage. Here's a pass inside one-on-one. Bailey Tanner with Janika Mason. Janika forces the missed shot and then ripped the rebound away, but she was falling down and traveled with it. It was still a great play by Janika Mason. Just unfortunate she didn't have her balance when she got that basketball back. So she falls down and gives it right back over to the Crowder Rough Riders with 9:09 remaining in this third quarter. We see the Moberly Greyhounds making their way into the gymnasium. Both the Moberly teams are still alive in the Region 16 tournament. Inbound comes into Valerio. She's got it straight away from the basket. Head of the circle, throws it right wing. Rowden. Rowden gives it to her sister, Alyssa. Alyssa drives the baseline, then kicks out right elbow. Pull-up jumper. Bailey Tanner got it from about 13 feet. And Bailey Tanner also playing with some foul trouble. Is able to score for the second time here tonight. She has 4 points. That'll make it 35-30. And again, the scoreboard operator puts the score on the wrong side. Now they've got it corrected. There's a pull-up jumper, right baseline, Janika Mason. She got it blocked and turned over. It is Crowder basketball. They come back the other way, and Valerio has it. Valerio now throws it back to the head of the circle. They try to get it inside. Josie Long comes up with a steal. These teams just trading turnovers at this point. Josie Long's got it top of the key. She'll throw it left wing for Courtney Kikak. Fakes the three. Instead, gets it underneath Janika Mason. She spins, pumps, and missed the layup, and the rebound to Crowder this time. 35-30 is our score. Mack with the lead. 8:08 remaining in this third. Over to the right wing, Valerio. Valerio pulls up with her foot on the line. This will be a deep two, but it rattles in and out. No good. Kenzie Jones with the board. Kenzie walks it up the near sideline. Throws it to the near side corner for Courtney Kikak. She attacks baseline. Up top, the pass to Janika Mason. Right wing, the near side corner. Haley Winter, baseline three. Did not catch rim. And the rebound to Kadesha Cooper. Josie Long almost got there. Kadesha able to keep it away. Kadesha breaks center court, going back the other way. She's looking to go coast to coast. Left side finish. Kadesha Cooper, give her 15 points. She went baseline to baseline. And it was like Mineral Area's defense wasn't even there. 35-32. Crowder starts this third quarter on a 4-0 run. Here's a pass to the cutting Haley Winter. She'll go high off backboard and miss on the layup attempt. Janika Mason can't handle the rebound. Out of bounds it goes, but off of Crowder, it'll stay to Mack with 18 on the shot clock. 35-32, a seven-point lead has been trimmed down to three thanks to the 4-0 Crowder run. Kadesha Cooper and Bailey Tanner putting up the points here in the third quarter. Crowder, second quarter against Mineral Area, continues to struggle this year. 16-9, Mineral Area won that second quarter. That's a combined 20 points for Crowder in the second in three games this year against Mineral Area. Haley Winter will throw it in, left baseline for the Lady Cards. They got them stacked up left side of the lane, and then they will break off the inbounds pass. Josie Long gets the inbound and then tries a 16-footer far side corner, missed the shot. Rebound to Crowder. Chance to go on a 6, maybe 7-0 run here. Into the front court. Rowden. Left wing, Amanda Rowden has it. She dumps it inside, low post, Tanner. Fakes the outlet pass and then goes right at Janika Mason. Missed the shot. Janika just a tree down low, an immovable force, and she forces another bad shot down there in the post. She walks up the floor herself, gives it to Kenzie Jones. Jones standing at center circle, brings it left side of the arc. Crosses over, can't drive though. She'll hand it off to Haley Winter. Haley Winter takes it high post and then down to the low post. Splits through a double team. Somehow got that one to fall. All off balance. Haley Winter now has 7 points. knifing through that double team like she's done all season long. 37-32, Mineral Area scores for the first time in the third quarter and have a five-point lead. Alyssa Routon, the drive and the kick. Far side corner, contested three. Valerio, no, but a late closeout three going to be called on Haley Winter. Late closeout foul on Haley Winter. That'll put Valerio at the free throw line to shoot three. Thalita Valerio with 2 points in this game. She averages 7.2. The Crowder Up Riders have a chance to get back to within 2 points if Thalita can hit all three. She's a 72% free throw shooter. And actually, they called the foul after the shot, meaning that the free throws won't come. It'll just be an inbounds play. And off this inbound, they go to Kadesha Cooper. She turns around and shoots from 16 but misses. So fortunate there that Mineral Area doesn't give up three attempts at the free throw line. Lady Cardinals have it in the offensive end. Josie Long pumps on the three, drives left elbow, pulls up and shoots, and Josie Long is starting to feel it now. She buries that one to give her 9 points in the game. 7-point advantage again for Mack, 39-32. Corey Williams being harassed by Haley Winter as she brings the ball at the floor. Haley gets called for the blocking foul. So Haley picks up fouls number two and three in sequence there in a matter of about 30 seconds. Haley's going to have to come off the floor, and Laura Dick is in for her. We have 5 minutes and 57 seconds left to go in the third quarter. And the inbound to come in from the scorer's table, right in front of the scorer's table at about half court. Corey Williams to trigger for the Crowder Rough Riders. Comes in to Jamia Parker. Mineral Area playing smothering defense as they have all season long. They do not give these ball handlers any room to breathe. Right now it's Kinsey Jones doing the damage. She gives off right wing. Now it's over to the left wing, Rowden. Rowden kicks the near side corner. Almost went out of bounds. Good save, though, by Jamia Parker. Parker fires near side corner. Rowden takes a contested three and buried it right in the face of Courtney Kekak. And Amanda Rowden now has 6 points, 2 3-pointers in the game. 39-35. Mineral Area still holds the lead. Janika Mason across the timeline, far side of the floor. Sets up the Lady Cardinal attack, spreading the floor right now. She'll throw it between the circles to Kinsey Jones straight away from the basket. Middle of the floor. Kinsey drives it, kicks it. Left wing, Josie Long. Josie brings it inside and kicks. Courtney Kekak, baseline three, left it short. Rebound to Josie Long. Nobody boxed her out. Put back good from Josie Long. Have a game, Josie. 4 points in the second half, 11 for the game. Double figures, 41-35. Jamia Parker brings it up the floor, throws it left wing. That's to Williams. Up top, back to Parker. Right wing, Amanda Rowden, overhead pass inside. High post, Kadesha Cooper. She goes right at Josie Long. Josie got called for the foul. The pull-up jumper was clean. Knocked it down from about 13 feet and one. Kadesha Cooper, she's just a different level of athlete. 17 points now in the contest, and she is 2 for 2 from the free throw line in this one. And on the year, she is 82%. 16.8 point per game score, and the free throw is good eventually after it catches every part of the rim before falling down. Kadesha's got 5 third-quarter points. Josie has 4 third-quarter points. It's a 4-point game, 41-37. Lady Cardinals quickly on the offensive end. Laura Dick has it right wing. Up top, Kinsey Jones. 18 to shoot as Kinsey starts making her way inside, then throws it left wing for Josie Long. Long just inside the arc. Back up top, Laura Dick. The drive, the kick out to Kinsey. Kinsey wide open for three. You know it. Mineral Area extends it. 44-38. Kinsey Jones from the left wing three. She had all day to think about that one, and she buried it. 7 points for Kinsey Jones. 6-point lead again for the Mack Lady Cardinals. And we have 4 minutes and 12 seconds remaining in this third quarter. Foul called against Laura Dick. Personal foul number two, team foul number four against the Lady Cardinals. So the trigger right baseline will be Jamia Parker. Comes in right wing, catch and release three. Another high rainbow shot from Amanda Rowden. She didn't get it. And the rebound to Janika Mason. She gives to Kinsey Jones. Cardinals on a break. They do not have numbers. Left baseline, Courtney Kekak pumped out her man in the air and went right past her and laid it in. Timeout, Gary Kuck, as Courtney Kekak just made Amanda Rowden look a little bit silly there. What a play by Courtney Kekak. 46-38 Lady Cardinals. Timeout. 4 minutes left to go in the third quarter, and we break for 1 minute. I'm Kicking Country, J98 the Boot.
Uncle Sam has nothing on Samson Ford. David Sism here from Samson Ford Lincoln, home with a lifetime warranty. I want to help you max your tax refund this February. That dollar will stretch further at Samson Ford this tax season. Trade your old car and I will double your tax refund up to $2,000 when you use it as a down payment on a nicer, newer car. Now is the perfect time to get rid of that car that's taxing you. I'm making it easier than ever. Trade that old car now, even if you're still making payments, even if you owe more than it's worth, and I'll help you drive a nicer, newer car sooner than you thought possible. Come see me at Samson Ford Lincoln to trade in your car, and I will double your tax refund up to $2,000 when you use it as a down payment on a nicer newer car. Have you had trouble in the past? We work hard to get you approved on the car that's right for you. Double your tax refund up to $2,000 on a nicer newer car this tax season. Hurry, your deadline on this deal is February 29th. I am David Sism, and this deal is only at Samson Ford Lincoln, home with a lifetime warranty. On the web at SismFord.com or call 431-3177.
Requires bank approval. Offers do not combine. Out of all factory rebates, see dealer for details.
Eight-point lead for the Mac Lady Cardinals, their largest of the game so far. Courtney Kikek, the one who gives it to him, thanks to that nice pump fake and drive. She's got 5 points, 46-38. Lady Cardinals on top, and they're going to pressure man-to-man in the full court. Kadesha Cooper to inbound it for the Crowder Rough Riders. 4 minutes left to go in the third quarter. The Mac men have made their way into the gymnasium to watch the Lady Cardinals play. Luke Streggy and company look on from the right side of the court behind the right basket. Kadesha Cooper going to drive it in right side and then kick out to a wide open Valerio for three. She missed the shot, and Josie Long gets the rebound. I mean, that shot was down, somehow coughed back up at the rim, was unkind. Kenzie Jones back the other way, throws it left wing for Laura Dick. Laura Dick, a dangerous pass inside Courtney Kikat, but Courtney got it, swung it out for a 16-foot J. Janika Mason missed, and the rebound to Corey Williams. She's caught in a double-team trap, though, trying to figure a way through it, and she does. Knifes through it on the dribble into the front court. Now Crowder has numbers. Williams trying to go all the way, gets a blocking foul to go against Laura Dick. Good play by Corey Williams. Looked like she was dead to rights back there, but she got away out of it, and now we'll maybe head to the free throw line here. Was that a shooting foul? Well, it doesn't matter because it's double or it's bonus time anyway. So two shots coming for Corey Williams. Regardless, she is one of two from the stripe in this one. Corey Williams is a 66.9 free throw shooter, percent free throw shooter, 8 point per game score. First free throw in and out and then back in. So it's good from Corey. She's got 6 points. Alex Mills back in the game for Mineral Area. 46-39, the score with 3 minutes and 23 seconds remaining. Both free throws were good, so 46-40. And the Lady Cardinals have it, and they're on the move again. Courtney Kikek off the right side of the floor, takes it right wing. Up top back to Kenzie Jones. Jamia Parker guarding her. Left wing pass over to Courtney Kikek again. Jab step working on Kadesha Cooper. Right elbow, they go to Janika Mason. She pumps and then drives it, spins. Kadesha Cooper tied her up. Good defensive play, anticipating the spin move. You know she's seen that on film time in, time out, as Janika has just been owning defenders on that patented play all season long. But Kadesha forces the tie-up. Gary Cuck going to argue that she fouled, and we're going to have a delay while Gary Cuck says his piece to the official. The arrow still pointing Mineral Area's way, and the Lady Cardinals will have the ball. Gary Cuck is, I think, being warned right now that the next time he speaks out, it'll be a technical foul. He won't get teed up this time, though, and Kinsey will throw it in left baseline. 8 seconds to shoot. It comes in. Janika Mason. Janika throws it right side of the arc. Josie Long, near side corner for Kinsey. 5 on the shot clock. Kinsey drives the baseline, dribbled it off of her foot, and out of bounds. Not like Kinsey to do that. She is one of the best ball handlers I've ever seen. That time, though, just a little bit of a lapse, and Mineral Area turns it over. And that is their 18th of the game and fourth of the second half. Cardinals will continue to pressure in the full court. Inbound comes into Parker. Kinsey up to pressure the ball. It's a six-point game at 46-40. We're under 3 minutes to play in the third. Parker takes it over to the right wing as she gets in the front court. Now backs it up between the circles as Crowder sets it up. Left wing pass over here to the near side of the floor. Drive in, then a kick out from Williams. But Valerio can't handle the pass. Goes off of her hand and out of bounds for a Crowder turnover. Their 13th. Mineral Area ball, Courtney Kikek inbounds to Kinsey Jones. Up ahead to Courtney Kikek. Breaks the timeline, takes it left side. No look pass back out to the far side corner for Alex Mills. Mills takes one dribble before passing back out to the half court for Kinsey Jones. Lady Cardinals slowing it down on the offensive end a little bit more as this game goes along. Kinsey attacks and kicks. Left wing, Alex Mills. Wasn't a great pass, so she couldn't shoot it off of that. Alex going to drive, and although she was out of control, she gets the call on this. They'll call a blocking foul against Crowder. Jamia Parker gets called for that one. Not going to understand Tina Robbins not liking that call. That'll be the first against the Crowder Rough Riders of this third quarter. So maybe Gary Cuck getting into the ear of the official a couple of moments ago helped him get a call finally. So that's the first one that hasn't gone Crowder's way. Inbound comes into Josie Long. She's got it left wing. Up top, Courtney Kikek pumps on the three, drives left side, hands it off underneath. What an assist that is from Courtney Kikek. Danica Mason is going to finish it from there. Just dropping the dime was Courtney Kikek on that play. 11 points for Janika, and that is now 31 straight games in which she has gotten into double figures for Mineral Area. Crowder turns it over on a steal by Josie Long, and then Josie gets fouled. Second foul against the Rough Riders. Man, Courtney Kikek, what a pass that was. The double team came out on her as she was driving left side, and knowing that, she kind of ducked through the double team and then shoveled it across the lane to Janika Mason, who was running right alongside her. And that made it easy for Janika to finish it from there. Now it's Mineral Area ball after the turnover. Courtney Kikek inbounds to Josie Long. Long comes across the timeline. We're under 2 minutes to play in the third. 48-40, Mineral Area leads. Haley Winter now controls at center of the floor, setting up the Cardinal offense. The drive and the kick out near side corner. Baseline three. Courtney Kikek, no. Nowhere close. And the rebound comes out long. Still a fight for it on the floor. Rafaela comes up with it, but she rolled over. Are they going to get her for a travel or a jump ball, or is it a loose ball foul? It is Crowder ball, and they'll call the travel as Courtney rolled over, or Rafaela rolled over with the ball. So it is Crowder ball, and the inbound coming in. Kadesha throws it in backcourt. Alyssa Rowden, 95 seconds remaining in the third. Mineral Area holding an 8-point advantage. Now Bailey Tanner drives right side, working against Rafaela. Got her off balance and forced the foul. Missed the shot, but it'll be Bailey Tanner at the free throw line. 4 points in this contest for Tanner. She's used to scoring a little bit more than that, 14.4 point per game score. She's the second leading scorer on the team on average. But she is a 76% free throw shooter. She's at the line, and the first one is good. Second half free throw shooting, 4 for 4 for the Crowder Rough Riders, 48-41. Rafaela, by the way, picked up her second foul on that. Tanner hits both free throws, 48-42. Mineral Area has Courtney Kikek running the ball up the floor, far sideline. Throws a far side corner for Alex Mills. Mills, nobody to pass it to. Finally gets it inside to Courtney Kikek. Courtney tries to make another difficult pass, but this time it's stolen away. And Kadesha Cooper has it on the break back the other way. She'll let go of a three, but she won't catch rim on this one. Trying to save it from going out of bounds. Did they do it? Crowder's arguing that they knocked it off of Josie Long, and they did. It was a hustle play by Alyssa Rowden. Josie Long should have just stayed away from that. She was standing on the baseline out of the court of play. So Rowden lunged out of there and I guess was able to tip it off of Josie Long and out of bounds. So it'll stay to Crowder with 19 on the shot clock. Bailey Tanner to trigger left baseline. She'll throw it in near side corner. Kadesha Cooper underneath to go to Bailey Tanner. She attacks the rack, missed the layup, offensive rebound. Goes to Rowden, put back doesn't go. Tried a little jump hook. It goes out of bounds, but again, Mineral Area touched it last and a fourth chance at a basket down here for the Crowder Rough Riders and 27 seconds on the shot clock now. Rowden to throw it in left baseline with Haley Winter guarding it. Rowden searching, still searching, can't find anybody. Finally does get it in before the 5 seconds to Kadesha Cooper. Kadesha's going to drive, throw up the runner off balance, missed the shot. Josie did a good job cutting her off from the basket. Rebound to Rafaela. She gives to Haley Winter. Pass up ahead to Courtney Kikek. She passed up a three instead. Throws it left block. Alex Mills back up top. Rafaela takes the open three. It's off back rim and no good. And the rebound to the Crowder Rough Riders. Alyssa Rowden took a dribble. Needs to get rid of it and does. Got it to Valerio. Valerio into the front court now. Caught in a double team. She passes out to Alyssa Rowden. Rowden's going to attack middle of the lane. Bounce it left block. Bailey Tanner one-on-one with Rafaela. She can't drop it home. But again, it'll be a foul called against Mineral Area. It'll be the third against Rafaela. That with 27.6 left to go in this third quarter. Mac trying to get back to the Region 16 championship game and win their second Region 16 championship. Crowder Rough Riders have other ideas playing them tough on this one. At the free throw line, it's Bailey Tanner. 6 points for Bailey Tanner in this one. That free throw's good, so give her 7. Rafaela with 3 fouls staying on the floor right now. Your 5 Cardinals are Haley Winter, Alex Mills, Josie Long, Rafaela, and Courtney Kikek. Another attempt from Bailey Tanner with 27.6 remaining in the third is good. Crowder stays perfect from the free throw line in the second half. They've only missed 2 for the game. Miranda Linton checks in. Bailey Tanner comes off. Miranda Linton listed at 5'11". I would guess she's a little bit bigger than that. She's one of those long and lean players. She looks like she's over 6 foot. Haley Winter takes the inbound, brings it up the floor. Will she go baseline to baseline? She will. She'll miss the layup but get fouled. Haley Winter just had that look in her eyes right there, and she's going back to the stripe.
Haley hasn't attempted one in this one, but she has scored in every quarter, including the big three-pointer at the end of the first half. 7 points for Haley Winter. She averages 12.7 points per game. She's the type of player that could take over if you need her to, but she's so good at setting other players up, and she's so unselfish. She has been a big, big piece to the Mineral Area puzzle this year. First free throw good to make it 49-44, and the next free throw good as well. Plus, she's a near 80% free throw shooter. You take that. 50-44, Mineral Area leads. 13 seconds left in the third. Crowder should get the final look at the basket. They cross the timeline with Kadesha Cooper. Get a hand in her face. She steps to the top of the key. Then she'll try to drive around Courtney Kiekak, and she goes up and under, high off window, kissed it in, and a half-court shot will not come anywhere close from Courtney. So Kadesha Cooper gets Crowder a little bit closer and makes it a four-point game going into the fourth. 50-46. We'll have the fourth and final when we come back in 1 minute on KTJJ, Farmington, Festus, Crystal City, St. Genevieve, Park Hills.
Hi, Tracy Wicking here, and I'd like you to meet our nurse practitioners at Hickory Plaza Comprehensive Health Center in Hillsboro, Ashley McGrath and Ashley Whitley.
We would love to help you be the healthiest person you can be.
Call us today at 636-481-6040 to set up an appointment.
Hey, I have an idea. Since you're both Ashleys, we could call you the A-Team. You know,
I pity the fool who doesn't call the A-Team for their health care needs.
That's way over the top.
We're not going to really do this, are we?
Hickory Plaza Comprehensive Health Center.
Health happens here.
Innovative Warehousing and Distribution in Farmington is a proud supporter of local athletes and Mineral Area College. Innovative Warehousing and Distribution in Farmington encourages all athletes to work hard and keep your direction straight ahead. Innovative Warehousing is a proud supporter of the community and area sports as well as Mineral Area College. And this message is brought to you by Innovative Warehousing and Distribution of Farmington. And good luck to the Cardinals in the region tournament.
Well, that third quarter was the least productive quarter for Mineral Area in this game. Outscored 18-15. Mack had scored 16 in the second and 19 in the first. And the bad news for Mack is that Crowder has done a good job against Mineral Area in the fourth quarter in the previous two meetings. Crowder outscoring Mack 42-31 in the fourth quarter on those previous two occasions. Mineral Area trying to close this game out and get to the Region 16 championship. The Lady Cardinals are shooting 46% from the floor at 21-45. 3 of 14 from beyond the arc, 21%. Crowder's 36% from the floor at 16 of 44, and 3 of 13 from beyond the arc at 23%. We're underway in quarter number 4, 50-46. Mineral Area with the advantage. Left elbow, Bailey Tanner. She'll go diagonal across the lane. Runner misses, but foul called, and Bailey Tanner right back to the free throw line. And this is why Crowder has been so good at getting to the free throw line this year. Bailey Tanner has been the one leading that charge. They're second in free throws made per game in the nation and ninth in free throws attempted per game. They ruled that a foul on the floor, so Bailey Tanner will not go to the free throw line, and Crowder inbounds. It is Kadesha Cooper over here at the right wing. Working on Haley Winter, throws it left wing. Here's an open three from Rowden. It missed, and the rebound to Courtney Kiekak. Not a good box out that time by Crowder. Courtney Kiekak tries to loft it up the floor. Crowder touched it, knocked it out of bounds. It'll stay to Mineral Area. The Lady Cardinals with that four-point advantage. The foul was called on Janika Mason. It was just her second. 9:31 left to go in the fourth. Overall, I think Crowder's done a good job on Janika Mason. Just 2 second-half points and 11 for the game. It is her 31st straight game, though, with a double figure on the scoreboard for her as a MAC Cardinal dating back to last year. Courtney Kiekak, top of the key, now bounces it over right wing for Janika Mason. Backs her man down, then swings it out right wing for Courtney Kiekak again. Hand off to Haley Winter. Winter with the dribble drive, and then steps back. She's going to try the three, but it missed wide left, and the rebound to Crowder, Alyssa Rowden. Still a four-point game. Crowder trails. Chance to chip into that right here. Alyssa Rowden across the timeline. Working on Kinsey Jones. Kinsey knocked it away from her. Picked her pocket. She's up the floor on the break. It's one-on-one, her and Kadesha Cooper. And Kadesha blocked her but fouled her. And fouled her hard. Kinsey hit the floor hard. Good hustle play by Kadesha Cooper to get back. Kadesha had fouls to give. So that'll put Kinsey at the free throw line. Great defensive play. Kinsey also averages 2 steals per game for Mineral Area College. 2 steals, 4.5 assists, and 5.1 points per game. Those are good point guard numbers. Crowder with that last turnover, it was their 15th. So Kinsey at the stripe, she has 7 points in the game, make it 8 as the first free throw is good. Kinsey won a state championship for her Park Hills Central Lady Rebels, or helped them win the state championship last year. She's a 59% free throw shooter at the college level, and both free throws are nothing but net here. 52-46, 6-point advantage, Mineral Area College. Full court man-to-man pressure applied as the inbound comes to Valerio. Courtney Kiekek trying to steal the ball away from her. Valerio picked up the dribble at the quarter court. Gives it off in the front court to Rowden. Rowden, right side of the arc, going to try to drive, then swing it out up top. Wide open, Kadacia Cooper, but she missed the three. Mineral Area very fortunate there. They paid too much attention to Rowden. It left Kadacia wide open. Rowden got the rebound, and again, they drive and kick to a wide open Cooper who missed another three. Bloody Cardinals somehow got out of that without giving up points. Shanika Mason with the rebound, but she tried a baseball pass up ahead, intercepted by Kadacia Cooper, but then Cooper traveled after she had intercepted it. So the team's trade turnovers there. For Mack, it's their 20th. For Crowder, it's their 16th. Back over to Mineral Area College, and the Lady Cardinals will inbound at the quarter court mark. Just a dreadful fourth quarter against State Fair on Saturday. You hope that doesn't carry over against Crowder in this much more important game. You lose this one, your season is over. Mack was outscored 27-14 in the fourth against the State Fair Roadrunners on Saturday, held to just one field goal in the fourth quarter. Laura Dick, left wing, open for three, takes it, missed it. Rebound, two. Well, it's out of bounds, and who touched it? Crowder touched it. It'll stay to Mineral Area. Alyssa Rowden trying to dive and save it. She had a couple of good hustle plays. She's very quick. Couldn't save that one, though, and Mineral Area has it with a left baseline inbounds play forthcoming. Haley Winter will throw it in for the Mack Lady Cardinals. She'll lob it in up top. Janika Mason almost had it go through the hands. Would have been a turnover. She saved it, though, and it's over to the right wing for Haley Winter. Winter fakes it right, drives it, put it up and in, and they're going to – are they going to count that? Don't think they are. Foul was called on the floor. Foul called against the Rough Riders. Second foul against them in the fourth quarter. And they call it on 12 Valerio. And it'll be Haley Winter to throw it in right baseline with another fresh 30 on the shot clock. Haley, it's taking her some time to get this in. Throws it up high to Courtney Kiekek, right wing. Back to the near side corner, Haley Winter. Fakes it left, takes it right baseline, and she'll meet a double team. Missed the layup, got her own rebound, takes it back outside on the dribble. So that one didn't work. Now what does she has up her sleeve? She'll throw it left wing to Kinsey Jones. Kinsey pulls up left elbow, missed the shot. Offensive rebound, Janika Mason. We get a foul whistled in there against the Rough Riders. That'll be on the floor. Kadacia Cooper picks up her third, but her second of this fourth quarter. Put 30 seconds back on that shot clock, and Mack will try it again. Winter lobs it in. Janika Mason pumps on the three straight away. Then left wing pass, Laura Dick. Between the circles, it's two. Haley Winter, right wing, Courtney Kiekek. Courtney going to put the ball on the floor on a drive. Then swing it left wing, Laura Dick, underneath to Janika Mason. They're taking that spin move away from her with help defense. She'll still kick it out left wing. Courtney Kiekek drives left side, missed the left-handed scoop layup, and the rebound to Bailey Tanner. Tanner gives it off to Kadacia Cooper. 52-46, Mineral Area with that six-point lead. Here's a pass to the cutting Bailey Tanner, and a blocking foul called against Mineral Area. Bailey cutting to the basket, ran into some contact. And the Lady Cardinals will get Laura Dick on that one, her fourth personal foul. Another foul called on the floor. And for Mack, still two more to give before the bonus. Jamia Parker to throw it in, right of the basket. Throws it in left block for Kadacia Cooper. And another foul called against Mack. She got a shove in the back that time. I think that's going to go against Josie Long. So there's number three against Mack and the second against Josie Long. Both times Josie is fouled, it's been against Kadacia Cooper. Kadacia will throw it in left baseline now. She gets the ball handed to her from the official with 7:12 on the clock. Kicks out far side corner. This is to Bailey Tanner trying to lob it into the post, but threw it right to Haley Winter for another Crowder turnover. 17 giveaways by the Rough Riders. Haley Winter drives it all the way up the floor, leaves it left block for Janika Mason. That's too easy. Janika high off glass, she puts it in. Assist that time going to Haley Winter, and Mason now has 13 points. A drive on the other side, then a handoff underneath. Exact same play, except this time it's an and one. What a drive by Corey Williams. She left it at the doorstep for Amanda Rowden. Rowden got the basket and a trip to the free throw line. Amanda Rowden with her first two-point field goal. She has 8 points. She's hit a couple of big threes for the Rough Riders. And will she get 3 points? She'll step to the line right now, and we'll see. 6:50 left to go in the fourth quarter. Right now the officials are discussing who the foul needs to be going on. If it's Haley Winter, it's her fourth. Amanda Rowden is a 71% free throw shooter, averaging just under 8 points per game at 7.9, so she's eclipsed that here tonight. Personal foul against number 11, Kinsey Jones. They call Kinsey Jones for the foul, her third. So here's Kadesha. Well, they're going to put Kadesha Cooper at the free throw line. I believe a foul was called against Kinsey after the fact. That puts Kadesha at the line to shoot two. Then we'll get the and one free throw. I don't know what Kinsey did to deserve this, but she got something. Or maybe they called Gary Cuck for something from the bench. Yeah, it was a technical foul. And I believe that was on the MAC bench. And then the two free throws were good there from Kadesha Cooper. And now at the and one shot, it's going to be Amanda Rowden at the free throw line. Amanda has 8 points and will try to make it nine. So a chance now for 5 points on this trip for the crowd of Rough Riders because they hit the two-point basket and then the technical foul shots fell. And now the and one shot falls. Crowder gets 5 points out of that, 54 to 51. You had an and one and a technical, and it cost Mineral Area five. 54-51, we get a timeout for Tina Robbins. 6:50 left to go in this fourth quarter. We'll break for 1 minute on Kick It Country, J98 the Boot. Where you always
get a sweet deal. Get in the New continues at Ruther Ford. Hi, this is Doug Jr. We're continuing 2016 with unbeatable offers. Get 0% APR for up to 60 months on three great car lines, plus a bonus of $2,000 trade-in assistance. At Ruther Ford, we have nearly 100 vehicles to choose from that qualify. 2015 and 2016 Ford Focus, 2015 and 2016 Ford Escapes, and 2016 Ford Fusions, all at 0% APR for up to 60 months, plus a bonus of $2,000 in trade-in assistance over and above the trade value on your 1995 or newer vehicle. And speaking of trade-ins, we always pay top dollar for your vehicle, hands down. Come get a sweet deal and get into the New and see why Ruther Ford is tops in the region in customer satisfaction. That's Ruther Ford, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Where you always get a sweet deal. Ruther Ford,
Ruther.com. .650
remaining in this fourth quarter. A 5-point trip down for the Crowder Rough Riders on that last trip. And that makes an 8-point deficit, a 3-point deficit. 54-51 Lady Cardinals, and all kinds of time left. 6:50 remaining in this fourth quarter. Whoever loses, their season is over. Kinsey Jones brings the ball into the front court, throws it left wing for Haley Winter. Winter, the drive, left side of the lane, through the double team, she goes, finishes again. Haley Winter, just ice water in her veins tonight. She's got six. 56-51, Mack with a 5-point advantage once more. Into the front court, Jamia Parker with it. Kinsey Jones almost had herself another steal. It would have been points back the other way. Left wing pass, Kadesha tried to get it inside to the cutter. Ball deflected into the hands of Courtney Kikak. Crowder with their 18th turnover. Mineral Area has turned it over 20 times. It's been sloppy in that regard, or maybe good defense or a little bit of both. Left wing, Haley Winter now has it. 6 minutes left to go. She pulls up for three, missed the shot. Rebound, Josie Long, out left, Rowden, and she sticks it back in. Josie Long came to play tonight too, and Mineral Area answers with a 4-0 run themselves. 6 second half points for Long, 13 in the game. Far side corner, Crowder. Kick out up top, Kadesha. Kadesha gets a cheap foul to go against Mineral Area here, driving against Haley Winter. Now they call Josie on it. So Josie will pick up her third foul. And in the bonus now, Crowder heads to the free throw line, and it's Kadesha Cooper. 82% shooter from the stripe. Make it 5-for-5 tonight from the free throw line. Crowder is not missing when they've had opportunities from the charity stripe. 11th best free throw shooting team in the nation. What's funny is this is a matchup of the 10th and 11th best free throw shooting teams in the nation. Mineral Area is actually a notch ahead of Crowder percentage-wise. Usually, Mineral Area is a top 5 free throw shooting team, so they're actually down a little bit this year, but still very good. Both free throws good for Kadesha Cooper. Makes it 58-53. And the Lady Cardinals back on the offensive end with Kinsey Jones. Jones throws it right wing. Ball deflected out of bounds. Almost stolen away. Would have been a 2-point bucket the other way for Amanda Rowden. Couldn't keep it in bounds, so the Lady Cardinals will trigger near sideline. And throwing in will be Courtney Kikak at about the three-quarter court mark, but we wait for Kinsey Jones to tie her shoes. We're brought to you today by Brad Boot and Autobody of Ironton, Fleeg's Equipment of St. Genevieve, Crown Collision in Farmington, New Era Bank in Farmington, Mineral Area College in Park Hills, Williams and Seacrest Attorneys at Law in Park Hills, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center of Festus. Lady Cardinals get it in to Haley Winter. She turns around to face the basket. She's straight away, top of the key. Attacks left side, kicks it near side corner. A deep two-point jumper from Janika Mason. No. Rebound still up for grabs. Kenzie Jones saved it from going out of bounds to Courtney Keekek. And they'll get 25 extra seconds to work with. Down low, Janika Mason right over the top of Bailey Tanner. They finally got her isolated, and Janika Mason goes to work. 6 second-half points for Janika. 60-53, Mineral Area leads. Rowden attacks left side. Missed the layup. Janika playing the good defense. Rebound to the Lady Cardinals. Haley Winter works it up the floor. Got the ball poked away, but Josie Long picks it up. Near side corner, Janika. Inside, Haley Winter. Right block. Double team there. Kicks to the cutting, Josie Long. And Josie Long runs it up and in, banking it in from straight away. Josie Long, just a great game. One of her best of the season here in the Region 16 semifinal where it matters most. Underneath, a missed shot from point blank from Bailey Tanner. Courtney Keekek gets the rebound. Lady Cardinals playing as a team today. Now with a 62-53 lead, their largest of the contest. This coming after some big-time adversity after the technical foul and five straight points on one trip by Crowder. Haley Winter gets it in the post but gets called for the travel, the 21st turnover by Mineral Area College. Timeout, Gary Cuck. 62-53, Cardinals lead. 4:36 left in the fourth, and we break for 30 seconds on Kickin' Country. J98 the Boot.
Hi, Tracy Wicking here, and I'd like you to meet our nurse practitioners at Hickory Plaza Comprehensive Health Center in Hillsboro, Ashley McGrath and Ashley Whitley.
We would love to help you be the healthiest person you can be.
Call us today at 636-481-6040 to set up an appointment.
Hey, I have an idea. Since you're both Ashleys, we could call you the A-Team. You know,
I pity the fool who doesn't call the A-Team for their health care needs.
That's way over the top.
We're not going to really do this, are we?
Hickory Plaza Comprehensive Health Center.
Health happens here.
Well, right before the timeout, these officials aren't playing around here today because before the timeout, Haley Winter was called for that travel and she said something to the official and was teed up again. So, and I believe, I'm not sure who the first technical foul was a few minutes ago against. I don't know if it was against the MAC bench or they mentioned Janika Mason. So now two Cardinals have been called for technical fouls. Haley Winter, the latest, after she was called for a travel. So coming out of this timeout, Crowder's going to go to the free throw line, get two shots, and then possession after that. 4:36 remaining in the fourth quarter. Region 16 tournament basketball brought to you by Twin City Toyota of Herculaneum, Lowry Law Firm of Hillsboro, Jefferson College of Hillsboro. We expect to talk to Mineral Area College assistant basketball coach Todd Cuck when this one goes final. We'll announce our Unico Bank player of the game as well. And then we'll come back tonight for the MAC men's contest against State Fair in their semifinal round. Kadesha Cooper is going to be the foul shooter. She's trying to keep Crowder perfect in the second half, but she missed the first one. Her first miss of the game. 7 of 8 now from the stripe. Haley Winter has 4 fouls, by the way. Both free throws missed from Kadesha Cooper. They don't have to take advantage of the technical. Well, that was big. MAC still with a 9-point lead at 62-53. It is still Crowder ball, though. And Kadesha will be the one who inbounds it. Rough Riders will need to go the length of the floor here. They're inbounding in their backcourt along the baseline, just like after a made basket. So it comes in. It comes in to Alyssa Rowden. Rowden being guarded by Kenzie Jones all the way up the floor. Comes across the timeline with 4:30 remaining in the fourth quarter. Pass over to the right wing. Bailey Tanner up top, Cooper. Left wing, Rowden. Alyssa Rowden with 15 to shoot. Left elbow, Valerio. Back to the basket. Little reverse pivot move. Kicks it left baseline. Bailey Tanner swings it outside. Alyssa Rowden with 8 on the shot clock. She picked up her dribble. Gives off to Kadesha Cooper. Jab step. Shoots the 3. Contested and left it short. Josie Long did a good job staying with her. Rebound, Haley Winter. Winter's up the floor quickly. She'll need to play careful the rest of the way with 4 fouls. She's got a top of the key. Going to drive left side, bounce it across the lane. Janika Mason, 1 power dribble to the rack, layup good. Another brilliant assist. This time it's Haley Winter dishing it out. Janika Mason has 6 here in the fourth quarter. She's starting to come to life now, feeding off her teammates. Mineral Area has an 11-point lead at 64-53. Kadesha Cooper tries the runner, mid-post, missed, got her own rebound, and stuck it back. Sometimes you just tip your cap to a superior athlete, and she is a dynamic basketball player, Kadesha Cooper. That was her first field goal of the fourth quarter, but she has 7 fourth quarter points, going 5 of 7 from the free throw line. Janika Mason has it near sideline, and Mineral Area holds a 64-55 lead, 3:18 left to go. Cutting in, Haley Winter, Keekek finds her, and missed layup, but a foul called. Haley will go right back to the free throw line. This really has been a team effort for Mineral Area so far. Josie Long has contributed nicely with 8 second half points, 15 for the game. Winter has done everything well here tonight. She scored it. She's rebounded it. Some big-time assists. And from the free throw line, she's perfect at 3 of 3. Kinzie Jones has scored a little bit more than she normally does in this game. 9 points. Courtney Kikek has 5 points. And Janika Mason, again, starting to come to life here in the fourth quarter. 6 fourth quarter points, 8 in the second half. 1 of 2 from the free throw line was Haley Winter, so it's a 10-point game, 65-55. Rough Riders quickly into the front court. 3 minutes and 5 seconds left to go. Still time for the Rough Riders. Alyssa Rowden, right wing. Drives and kicks. Back out to Bailey Tanner. Tanner going to spin toward the basket, working against Janika Mason. Janika just not letting anything happen on the inside for the Crowder Rough Riders. Janika has really just been a force on the inside to be reckoned with. The ball came out loose, and Crowder's going to call timeout. It went out of bounds, and I believe they pointed Crowder's way, and it'll be the Rough Rider possession when we return. 2:54 remaining in the fourth quarter, 65-55. Lady Cardinals hold the edge over Region 16 foe Crowder. We're back in 1 minute on J98.
Uncle Sam has nothing on Samson Ford. David Sism here from Samson Ford Lincoln, home with a lifetime warranty. I want to help you max your tax refund this February. That dollar will stretch further at Samson Ford this tax season. Trade your old car and I will double your tax refund up to $2,000 when you use it as a down payment on a nicer, newer car. Now is the perfect time to get rid of that car that's taxing you. I'm making it easier than ever. Trade that old car now, even if you're still making payments, even if you owe more than it's worth, and I'll help you drive a nicer, newer car sooner than you thought possible. Come see me at Samson Ford Lincoln to trade in your car, and I will double your tax refund up to $2,000 when you use it as a down payment on a nicer, newer car. Have you had trouble in the past? We work hard to get you approved on the car that's right for you. Double your tax refund up to $2,000 on a nicer, newer car this tax season. Hurry, your deadline on this deal is February 29th. I am David Sism, and this deal is only at Samson Ford Lincoln, home with a lifetime warranty. On the web at SismFord.com or call 431-3177.
Requires bank approval. Offers do not combine. Net of all factory rebates. See dealer for details.
Well, the call before the timeout was a jump ball and the arrow favoring Mineral Area College. So the Lady Cardinals have possession of the basketball, up by 10, 65-55, 2:54 remaining in the fourth quarter here on J98, the Boot Region 16 tournament semifinals on the women's side. The winner of this one plays the winner of Moberly and State Fair on Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Courtney Kikek in the front court gives off to Josie Long. Long dribbles diagonal across the lane, then kicks it right wing for Janika Mason. Back to the basket in the high post. Kicks it near side corner for Haley Winter. Dribbles in, backs it up on the dribble, then attacks again right baseline. Swings far side corner, Josie Long. Left wing, Courtney Kikek. Pumps and drives. Right wing, Janika. Up top, Kinsey. She pumps, steps to her left, pulls up and shoots and missed the long two. Rebound, Kadesha Cooper, but she lost it. But it goes right into the hands of her teammate. And Crowder's got it back down by 10 points, 65-55. Corey Williams brings it in the front court. Leaves it right wing for Kadesha Cooper. She drives the baseline, knocking down Janika Mason. Janika set the feet for the charge. Offensive foul. It's back over to Mineral Area. And that's 4 fouls on Kadesha Cooper now. We're at 2 minutes and 14 seconds remaining. Inbound to Haley Winter. It comes to the quarter court. Haley will be met by Corey Williams at center court. Brings it to the right wing, and a foul called here. Haley got knocked to the floor. Corey Williams knocked to the floor as well against, and as did Rowden. And they actually called the offensive foul on Haley Winter for throwing, they say she threw an elbow. She did kind of flare her arm out there, but there was no intent. But what that does is Haley Winter's going to come off the floor as she is done. She has fouled out. Now Gary Cuck is going to say his piece to the officials about it. Hopefully we don't get our third technical foul here. We have not. Because Haley Winter came off and she kicked a chair, and I was a little worried about that. So Haley Winter's night is done. Mack will have to finish it without her. She played well. 12 points in the game, but she meant so much more than that. Alex Mills takes her place. We're almost to 2 minutes left to go. Mack leads by 10 at 65-55. Left wing pass over to Corey Williams. She pumps, then she drives. She splits the double team and gets to the rack and lays it in. Corey Williams had some big-time baskets early. Hadn't heard from her since, but now she has 9 points in the game. 65-57. Rough Riders within 8. Mineral Area, though, has time on their side with 1:42 remaining in the fourth. Alex Mills left wing. Feeds the post to Courtney Kikek, but she backs it outside, keeping the dribble all the way. Left wing, she has it. High post, Janika Mason goes right at Bailey Tanner. She finishes. When you get her one-on-one, there is no stopping her. Janika Mason just took over this fourth quarter. She's got 8. 67-57 again. Here's a drive right side. She'll put it up and in, and the foul call, but they go the other way. And for the second straight trip, Janika Mason sets her feet for the charge and gets up and nonchalantly jogs back to get back on defense. She is focused here in this game. She wants to get her team back to that region championship. It'll be Lady Cardinal ball. Foul called on Corey Williams, her fourth. Each team has committed five. Laura Dick ready to check in for Mineralary, but they're not going to allow the substitution yet. There's just been a little bit of confusion in the first game out of the gates here at Ozark Christian College. Some scoring issues, some clock issues. I think they'll get it figured out as the week goes along. Joplin Sports Authority typically does a great job hosting Region 16 events and just events here in Joplin in general. Kenzie Jones gets it in the front court with 68 seconds remaining. Mack holds a 10-point lead. Crowder not fouling. Right wing, Alex Mills throws it up top. Kenzie down low to the right block. Janika again this time. She couldn't finish at the basket. Bailey Tanner playing the good defense. So the ball to Crowder. Here's a drive right side. Valerio missed the runner. Janika with the rebound. She just snatched that one out of the air. We're under 1 minute remaining, and the Lady Cardinals have it. It's looking like they're going to go to the Region 16 championship. Kenzie Jones going to hold the ball at center court with 40 seconds remaining. And here comes a foul on Valerio coming out to stop the clock. 39.2 remaining. Kenzie will be the free throw shooter, 59% shooter on the year, and is 2-for-2 in the contest tonight. Mineralary College, 18th best field goal shooting team in the nation, 36th best three-point shooting team in the nation, 10th best free throw shooting team in the nation. Free throw good from Kenzie Jones. This game has seen so many great assists from Haley Winter, Courtney Keekek, Kenzie Jones. Josie Long's had a couple. Both free throws are good. It's been an unselfish basketball game for the Lady Cards. And they closed out in this one. 69-57, they lead. State Fair with the drive on the other side. Or it's Crowder. Crowder, not State Fair. They're going to count this basket as Kadesha Cooper gets to the basket. And one. Josie Long gets called for that one, her fourth foul. But along the line of great assists in this game for Mineralaria, they're 10th in the nation in assists per game at 18.8, so that's nothing new for them. Kadesha Cooper right back to the free throw line. She missed her last two after hitting her first seven of the game. She makes it a three-point play and puts the score at 69-60 with 34 seconds remaining in this fourth quarter. Timeout Crowder, and we're going to take a 30-second break on J98.
Innovative Warehousing and Distribution in Farmington is a proud supporter of local athletes and Mineralaria College. Innovative Warehousing and Distribution in Farmington encourages all athletes to work hard and keep your direction straight ahead. Innovative Warehousing is a proud supporter of the community and area sports as well as Mineralaria College. And this message is brought to you by Innovative Warehousing and Distribution of Farmington. And good luck to the Cardinals in the region tournament.
Well, Kadesha Cooper has done her job today. 29 of the team's 60 points have come from their best player, Kadesha Cooper. It's looking like Crowder is going to take their 15th loss of the season here in this one. 69-60, Mineralaria has the lead. That last timeout was a Crowder timeout, but then it looked like Mineralaria called a timeout coming out of that. So we'll have back-to-back timeouts here, something rare in that regard, but that'll give me a chance to kind of catch you up on the scoring for the Cardinals side of things. Josie Long, very impressive in her performance tonight. 15 points. Haley Winter has fouled out of the game. She has 12 points. Kenzie Jones, now she's up to double figures with 11 points. Courtney Keekek has scored 5. And Janika Mason, 10 points in the second half to give her 19. Laura Dick with 3, Alex Mills with 2, and Rafaela with 2 points. Timeouts are done. With 34 seconds remaining, it'll be Courtney Keekek to throw it in. Throws it into Alex Mills, and they foul her, get her quickly in the double team, and Alex will go to the free throw line. Alex doesn't get a whole lot of attempts from the charity stripe, but when she does, she makes 80% of them. 1.4 point per game score, sophomore out of Alton, Missouri. Got to talk to her on sophomore night, and she was so excited last year to win the Region 16 championship. But this year, she says it would mean more to her because she's been more of a contributing force in the season this year, and she's done a good job coming off the bench, and she hits 2 free throws here and makes it 4 points for Alex Mills tonight. 71-60, Lady Cardinals on top. Here's a drive right side. Getting right past her defender was Corey Williams, but she missed the layup. Janika with the rebound, and they foul her with 24.8 remaining, and Janika will head right back to the free throw line. Janika 1-for-1 tonight from the charity stripe. Janika 18th in the nation in points per game, 19.1. 35th in the nation in rebounds per game at 10. So she averages a double-double. And now to the free throw line, looking for point number 20. Picks up right where she left off in last year's Region 16 tournament, although it was a bit of a slow go for her in that second quarter, and really the middle of the game, second and third quarter. She didn't do a whole lot. Scored a combined 4 points in those two quarters, but the first and fourth, she started and finished extremely well. Double figures in this fourth quarter alone for Janika Mason. 73-60, Lady Cardinals up top. Here's a pass near side corner for a three. Valerio, no good. Rebound comes out, and it's held ball. Crowder keeps possession with 15.3 remaining. Mineralary is going to get to 23-5, and over the course of their last 23 games, it'll be 21-2. Pretty nice. Inbound comes in. Valerio a three, and knocks it down. Felita Valerio has 5 points. Timeout Crowder, 73-63 with 12.3 remaining. Innovative Warehousing and Distribution in Farmington brings you our broadcast along with Lambert's Cafe in Sykeson, Rutherford and Herculaneum Medical Center Pharmacy in Piedmont, Sam Sism Ford Lincoln in Farmington. We'll step aside for 1 minute. When we come back, we'll have the closing moments of this Region 16 semifinal on the women's side from Joplin on J98. Where you always
get a sweet deal. Hey. Get in the New continues at Rutherford. Hi, this is Doug Jr. We're continuing 2016 with unbeatable offers. Get 0% APR for up to 60 months on three great car lines, plus a bonus of $2,000 trade-in assistance. At Rutherford, we have nearly 100 vehicles to choose from that qualify. 2015 and 2016 Ford Focus, 2015 and 2016 Ford Escapes, and 2016 Ford Fusions, all at 0% APR for up to 60 months, plus a bonus of $2,000 in trade-in assistance over and above the trade value on your 1995 or newer vehicle. And speaking of trade-ins, we always pay top dollar for your vehicle, hands down. Come get a sweet deal and get into the new and see why Ruther Ford is tops in the region in customer satisfaction. That's Ruther Ford, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Where you always get a sweet deal. Ruther
Ford, Ruther.com. Flex Equipment, a proud supporter of sports on your number one source for play-by-play and web TV with the award-winning team at KTJJ, KREI, KJFF, and MyMoInfo.com.
.com. 73-63 the score, and the inbound comes in. They foul Janika Mason immediately, and she goes to the free throw line and hits two free throws to give her 12 points in the fourth quarter. 4-for-4 in the second half and 5-for-5 from the free throw line overall. That makes it 75-63. Valerio attacks on the other side. She'll lay it in. Makes it 75-65. Mineralaria inbounds it. Courtney Kikek will have the ball knocked out of her hands and out of bounds with 1.3 on the clock. So one more inbound should do it, and the Lady Cardinals will get to the Region 16 championship game. Courtney Kikek will get the ball and do the honors right here. She throws it into Alex Mills. 1 second comes off the clock, and the Mac ladies have advanced to the Region 16 championship for the second straight year with a 10-point win over the Crowder Rough Riders. Final score 75-65. We'll break it down when we come back in 2 minutes on J98, the boot.
Heading over to Blackwell Motors on this Thursday now. We'll see what's going on with Mark Barton. And Mark, what's good for the folks at Blackwell today?
Well, I tell you what, Kevin's going crazy on buying, and he just keeps on buying. We got inventory coming in every day, and we got more coming in today. So, folks, right now is the time to buy. You know, regardless of your credit history, you can come to Blackwell Motors, and we're going to get you a good conventional loan. You're going to get a good rate, and you can get a quality pre-owned vehicle with a warranty. So it's a no-brainer. We got the highest trade-in values anywhere in the area. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. We got another concert coming up. T.G. Shepherd and Kelly Lane, special guest star Trent Thompson, the Hubs Pub, 6 o'clock, March 26th. Don't miss it. The tickets are running quick, so every time they come to town, it's a sold-out show. So if you want the highest trade-in values anywhere in the area or anywhere in the state of Missouri, really, you need to come to Blackwell Motors. If you want the highest trade-in values in the area, you come to Blackwell Motors. More inventory than anybody else, Blackwell Motors. And that's in Bon Terre, Missouri, right off 67 K Highway. You're going to find huge savings, folks. Don't hesitate. Give me a call today at 431-8599. Out of the areas, toll-free, 1-800-238-6970. Website's BlackwellMotors.com.
Blackwell Motors, customer care beyond compare at Blackwell Motors.
Hi, this is Nick from the Jefferson County Family YMCA reminding you that youth soccer and volleyball is just around the corner. At the Y, we promise no tryouts and no bench warmers. Every player plays at least half of every game. Our program is progressive with multiple age-specific levels. Games are safe, exciting, and fun. We encourage fair play, positive competition, and family involvement. So bring your child to the Y, where they will develop skills that go beyond the field. Registration ends February 22nd. Call 931-YMCA.
Hi, Tracy Wicking here, and I'd like you to meet our nurse practitioners at Hickory Plaza Comprehensive Health Center in Hillsboro, Ashley McGrath and Ashley Whitley.
We would love to help you be the healthiest person you can be.
Call us today at 636-481-6040 to set up an appointment.
Hey, I have an idea. Since you're both Ashleys, we could call you the A-Team. You know,
I pity the fool who doesn't call the A-Team for their health care needs.
That's way over the top.
We're not going to really do this, are we?
Hickory Plaza Comprehensive Health Center.
Health happens here.
Over their last 23 games, the MacLady Cardinals are 21-2. They have won the Region 16 semifinal over Crowder. Final score 75-65. They'll advance to the championship 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon right back here on J98. And they'll take on the winner of the next game here from Joplin. That'll either be a state fair or it'll be Moberly. We'll find out here in a couple of hours on that. Lady Cardinals were led in scoring by Janika Mason, 23 points. She had 9 at the break, and after the third quarter, she had just 11. But she turned it on there in the fourth quarter with 12 fourth-quarter points. She is your Unico Bank Player of the Game. Unico Bank cares about you like family. For a car, home, or commercial loan, see Unico Bank. Unico Bank, banking with people like you. She was great, 23 points tonight. We'll get you her rebound numbers in just a moment. Josie Long followed that up with 15 points, and she was fantastic and absolutely crucial to the cause in this one. Starting with the second quarter, she got off to a bit of a slow start. Second, third, and fourth, though, she was lights out. So she finishes with 15. Haley Winter with 12. Kenzie Jones was big with 11 points. Courtney Kikiak had 5, and she would have had more except she got in foul trouble early on. But she made some great passes, got some critical rebounds as well. Laura Dick finished with 3. Alex Mills finished with 4. Then Rafaela finished with 2 points in the ball game. Mineralaria outscored Crowder 25-19 in that fourth quarter. So they had a fourth quarter collapse against State Fair on Saturday, and that was well in their rear view. They closed this game out pretty impressively here tonight. So we're going to talk to Todd Cuck before we bring you the rest of the stats here tonight. And Todd Cuck, I guess you're a happy coach right now with a nice fourth quarter there, 25-19, complete 180 from the Saturday game against State Fair when the fourth quarter was your downfall. This time you closed out nicely and got the nice win here and keep your season alive.
Well, yeah, it was nice to be able to, you know, finish a little stronger than we did at State Fair. It was kind of a sloppy game overall, really on both sides. I thought the second quarter defense was key for today. You know, we don't want to give up 18-19. In each quarter in the second half. That's just too many.
I don't know what it is about the second quarter with you and Crowder, but that's 3 games in the second quarter you've held them to under 10 points. 9 the first time, 2 the last time, and 9 here today. Second quarter just seems to go your way when you play them.
Well, maybe we'd like to say tough defense. Maybe it's Crowder sputtering a little bit on offense or the second quarter bothers them. But we'll give credit to our defense. Crowder's got a nice team, well-coached, and you know, 32 is a handful. They got a couple of gals, 20 can shoot it, and 10, if she catches down low, she's a real load. So, we did a pretty good job overall.
What I thought was the critical point of the game was when they had 5 points in that one trip down the floor because of the technical foul. There was an and one and a technical foul all right there, and they got 5 points out of that trip. They put an 8-point deficit at 3 because of that, and the way you responded out of that, you went on a big run yourself coming out of that, and kind of ran away there in that fourth. Well, I won't say ran away, but put some distance there in that fourth quarter. I think the way you responded to that adversity ended up being big.
Well, they were doing a good job of taking away our ball entry to either one of our point guards, and we had somebody, you know, one of the forwards bringing it up the floor a lot of times, and that I thought kind of bothered the flow of our offense. Where we got kind of going is when we got easy baskets and created something off a turnover or could run on them and stuff like that. And that seemed to give us a spark. So they did a good job of rattling us, our rhythm, whenever we were inbounding it and bringing it up the floor.
Josie Long was a high-energy player today, and it started in the second quarter when she scored 7 points, and then 4 more in the third, 4 more in the fourth. She was all over the floor, and I know she's a hustle player anyway, but tonight she was scoring the basketball as well, second on your team in scoring. What did you think of her performance?
Well, I thought she did a real good job. You know, the thing that holds Josie back is when she thinks too much about the game and doesn't just play. You know, she's got a couple of habits that came from her high school. You know, her high school had her do some things different than what we want her to do, but she'll a lot of times revert back to the way she did. She ran things in high school, and it gets her out of whack. But she did a better job today, and like you said, was really running the floor and bringing energy and guarding, and she had a nice game.
Your passing today was really good from really all of your guards, I thought. And that's nothing new. You've been doing that all year. You're 10th in the nation in assists per game. But there were some really good passes. And I think Janika needed some good passes coming her way to kind of get her going, because once she started getting those there in that fourth quarter, she was able to take over because they weren't giving her little spin move to the basket. So she needed other players to kind of help her out. And I thought your guards did a great job, especially Haley Winter.
Yeah, you're right. I think sharing the ball was really good, and I was surprised to hear that she had 9 points at half. I didn't think she had that many, because that double and triple team was bothering her. She had a couple travels, so we talked about it at halftime a little bit about, hey, just either the moves there right off the catch, or you got to be patient, see where that double or triple team's coming from, and then adjust there. Don't just, you know, think that you're one-on-one every time down the floor. So that helped Janika out, but we shared the ball nicely. We got some dribble penetration at key times that you know drew some help at times, or got Janika more of a one-on-one situation, or Courtney got a couple of one-on-one situations also. So that was good to see.
A little more on Janika Mason. So she ends up with 23 points because of that fantastic fourth quarter, and she had 15 rebounds today as well. She's averaging a double-double on the season. Well, she gets a big double-double there with those 15 boards. I mean, what's it been like just to coach her the last 2 years and just see her grow the way she has?
The only thing that holds Janika back is if she gets soft or gets to where she doesn't want to work. And that's the only coaching we really have to do, is remind her to just keep working, even if she doesn't get the ball on a particular trip or you know, something doesn't go her way. She can't just put it in cruise control. So once she becomes a high-energy player, she's really easy to coach. It's been real good because you haven't, you know, she came with a skill set that you didn't have to do a lot to make her better. It's just to get her to work. And when she's working, and that's what I told her actually after the third quarter. I said, this whole fourth quarter, whether you get the ball or not, you just got to work in that post so you tie up defense. And seems like she went to town.
There were two technical fouls in this game. Was there just a frustration with the consistency of the officials? Or what was kind of the boiling point there with two different tee-ups?
Well, the one that Janika got, I saw the ball fly up, but she said she was just, you know, pounding it with two hands and was going to catch it, which referees, that didn't bother referees. Well, she didn't catch it, and it went up and slammed the bottom of the backboard, so he gave her a tee. The second one is a he said, she said, and because it's a he that's reffing, he will be right. But Haley said that she tossed the ball to him, and he said that she threw it at him. So, you know, I actually talked to a fan that's actually a Moberly supporter when I was walking into the locker room there, and he said that he was standing right there, and he didn't think any big deal about it. He said she tossed the ball to him like you'd think was supposed to be done, but it's over. You know, the referee's a referee, and that's what we tell our kids. You can't come out and do any refereeing. So referees inconsistent most of the year. You know, you don't get a perfect three-person crew every time. Somebody's going to be a little inconsistent, or somebody doesn't, you know, you'll feel that somebody's not calling it your way or calling it against you, however you want to phrase it. But that's the way it is at every level. You know, you talk to sixth grade coaches and they'll tell you, oh, you know, it was inconsistent, or, you know, there's a lot of nights that you say, hey, that was a pretty good crew, but you can point to things that, you know, you bump them on one end, it's called, and it gets bumped on the other, and it's not called. And you just got to play above that. We're big people. We're adults now, so you got to play past that. They got too much into refereeing.
It's how you adjust to it, and for the most part, you adjusted pretty well to it. You got a 10-point win out of it. It kind of goes back to what we were saying earlier after they got that 5-point play on you. So this next game is between State Fair and Moberly. And I kind of made a point earlier that I almost wonder if you'd rather see State Fair, considering Moberly has played you extremely tough this year. They beat you at their place and forced overtime against you at your place. But then again, State Fair is, you know, they've got all the talent in the world. So either way, it's going to be a tough matchup.
Well, either way, you know, both Moberly at our place, which was the latter of the two games, and State Fair at their place, we had nice leads. We had comfortable leads, and then we let them slip. I want to say Moberly was 18 or so points. I can't even remember, but it seems like it was around 20, maybe 22, and we let it slip and go to overtime. And then, you know, we were up 32 against State Fair and then let it slide and go win by 9. So it's really not – I don't care either one, whichever one, you know, wants to pull this out, it's fine with me. But it's more about Mineral Area College Lady Cardinals taking care of Lady Cardinals. Going back to today's game, 20 turnovers, you know, it's too many. We got to take care of the basketball, and we got to play our way and adjust to what the other team is doing, but not let them dictate to us how they want the game to go.
Coach, we appreciate it. Congratulations on this one. We'll see you Saturday afternoon.
Thanks, Glenn. Sounds good.
Best of luck, too. Todd Cuck here on J98 The Boot. Mineral Area Women win 75-65. We have already announced the Unico Bank Player of the Game is Janika Mason with 23 points and 15 rebounds. Lady Cardinals had 4 in double figures tonight. Janika with 23, Josie Long with 15, 12 for Haley Winter, and 11 for Kenzie Jones. Let's go to the State Fair, or the keep getting them confused with State Fair. They've got the same uniform, same color, but it's Crowder. Crowder Rough Riders, 29 points for Crowder. For Kadesha Cooper from Crowder. And then she was the only Crowder Rough Rider in double figures. Bailey Tanner finished with 8. Corey Williams finished with 9. Amanda Rowden finished with 9. Miranda Linton with 1 point. Felita Valerio, 7 points, 5 of them coming very late. And then 2 points for Alyssa Rowden. First quarter, we had a 19-19 tie. Mack outscored Crowder in the second quarter 16-9. Crowder won the third quarter 18-15, but Mack closed out 25-19 there in that fourth quarter. Take a look at shooting percentages. First half, Crowder shot 38% or 42%, and then 38% for the game. Crowder was 33% in the first half from beyond the arc, 25% for the game, and then from the free throw line, Crowder ended up 81%. Mineral Area for the game, 45.9% from the field, 18.8% from beyond the arc, and 84% from the free throw line at 16 of 19. Some other numbers to let you know about, as the final score was 75-65. Crowder got more points from the free throw line, 17-16. That's nothing new for them. Points off turnovers was even at 13 apiece. Mineral Area out-rebounded Crowder 45-31 here tonight. Janika Mason, a big reason why, with 15 of those 45 rebounds. Crowder got more points from beyond the arc at 12-9. Mineral Area getting more second chance points at 16-2. And then points off the bench, Crowder won that battle 10-9. You look at offensive rebounds for Mineral Area College, 14 offensive rebounds leading to those second chance points. Crowder was able to get 10 offensive rebounds. The largest lead of the game for Mineral Area was 13 points. At one point, it was 73-60. There were 6 lead changes and 3 ties in the game. All told, in that first half, Mineral Area outscored Crowder 35-28. And in the second half, Mineral Area outscored Crowder 40-37. That'll put the final touches on this one. Mack improves to 23-5. And now 1-2 in neutral floor games this year, 21-2 over their last 23 games. They started the year 2-3 and have won 21 games since then. Crowder Rough Riders will go 1-1 in the Region 16 tournament. Their season comes to an end at 17-15 overall. And they will become listeners, I guess, to the rest of this Region 16 tournament. Doubt they'll stay and watch the rest of the game unfold, but they're welcome to listen in, certainly at MIMOinfo.com, just like the rest of our listeners have throughout this game today. We stream on MIMOinfo.com or J98 The Boot if you're in the area. We'll be back on the air for a 7:50 pregame show tonight as the Mack men take on State Fair in the men's semifinal here tonight. Final score from Ozark Christian College, 75-65. The Mack ladies move on to the Region 16 Championship, where they'll take on either State Fair or Moberly Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Thanks to Christian Cooper Engineering and Operating back at the studio and doing a great job for us. Thank you for listening to another Mack basketball broadcast on J98 The Boot. And until later on tonight for Ozark Christian College, I'm Glenn Johnson for Regional Radio Sports. Have a great night. They're going to hold for the final shot of the half. We're down to 5 seconds to play. Inside out they go. Casey for three. You know it. Lady Rebels stretch it out right before the break. Buzzer sounds. Central with a 14-point lead at 29-15. 3, 2, 1. The Central Lady Rebels have done it. They've won their first ever state championship game, and they do it in dominating fashion over Cardinal Ritter, 55-19.
Clark, who's been on fire, the three, bang! And Missouri extends it on the West Clark three.
Just in front of the 10-foot line, Jackie Versman pounds it. They blocked Holthouse that time! Both of them got upstairs and sent it right back to her. 21-18, St. Vincent leads in the first set.
The pitch to Mackenzie Caroline, swinging a ground ball, base hit up the middle. Mackenzie Caroline has done it again. She hits her team to the state championship with her third straight walk-off RBI base hit. It's unbelievable. West County is going to the state title game.
You've been listening to a presentation of Regional Radio Sports.
This is Debbie Hamby with Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy.